What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Are you sick and tired of going to the rodeo, eating that great Texas barbecue, and sweeping tumbleweeds off your driveway? Well, don't worry. You can take a break now. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. It's a brand new social casino with over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. Instant cash prize redemptions, and new players actually get $30 coin packages for only $10. Sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply!
With access to cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
As the clock strikes 13, it's the 30th of September, year our Lord 2025. Well, it has been a dark day for privacy. Swiss voters have voluntarily put the yoke of a digital ID on themselves, the place where we used to have privacy valued more than anywhere else. And meanwhile, when you look at the thing that's going to give us perhaps real financial privacy, that is gold, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government might, there's speculation that they may reevaluate and mark to market the actual price of their gold reserves. That is, if they still have them, Fort Knox. Maybe that was what that was all about. If they were to do that, that would be a financial accounting adjustment of $1 trillion. And of course, it would send the price of gold sky high as well. We're going to be talking about war and many other things when we come back. Stay with us. Yesterday, they're looking at an economic shutdown if they don't come up with the numbers that they want. And the Trump administration may use that as a chance to reduce the workforce. Looking in that direction. Of course, it's not going to make the government any less intrusive. They'll just replace it with AI. That's what all of this stuff has been about. But we will take a look at that as well as many other issues. But I'm going to start today with a Florida man, always the Florida man who's doing strange things. This is a Florida man who was arrested on accusation of eating his own pet peacocks. And look at this guy. He looks like he's a pretty tough character.
He looks like the type of guy that would eat peacocks.
He looks a little bit like Popeye. He's missing an eye or something. I don't know if he's missing an eye or he's just squinting there. But this is because his neighbor kept feeding the peacocks, and he didn't like the neighbor feeding the peacocks, so he decided that he would kill and eat them, and then described it. And he was unapologetic to the police. I mean, after all, these are his birds. I mean, if we, I wonder how they taste. You think they taste like chicken? I don't.
Peacock looks like it's probably pretty good eating, honestly.
I don't know. I remember when we went to that one place and bought some birds, and you and Lance caught couple of guineas, and they laughing at the kids that were chasing the birds, and they said, if you can catch those guineas, you can keep them. And they actually caught two of them.
Well, I was a bit older than the other kids that they made this bet with, and I realized, wait a minute, they've got this open fenced-in pen over here that we can herd them into.
Yeah, so we wound up with a couple of guineas. Anyway, They also had peacocks, and they had a large egg there, and I said, wow, that's huge. How many omelets could you make out of that? And the person said, I don't know. I wouldn't eat a $30 egg. It's like, well, I learned a couple of different things. I didn't know that a peacock egg was worth $30, I guess, if you find the right buyer it is. And I imagine the neighbor would pay that for it. But this is, he was arrested by the police. They said because he killed the peacocks out of spite, I guess, instead of out of hunger. It was a hate crime. You know, that's the real issue. You can't hate the peacocks when you kill them. You got to be cold-blooded about it. So he also said when he gets out of jail, he's going to kill the remaining birds.
No remorse.
Yeah. Meanwhile, a Secret Service vehicle caught fire just outside the White House, just before the Netanyahu meeting. I didn't know they had electric vehicles. Well, actually, in this case, they didn't have. They had a fire in the back seat. It's not even an EV, so I guess this is more like a man bites dog story. We don't usually see vehicles catching fire, especially Secret Service vehicles. So that's kind of unusual. But
I wonder what kind of modifications they did, because this is probably not a standard SUV. The Secret Service probably have all kinds of different upgrades they do to them.
Probably something they had in the back seat there.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, when I first saw this, I thought, yeah, the Trump administration is definitely a dumpster fire, isn't it? But SUV fire. So as this was happening, it was making the rounds. ICE was very happy to put out a video of a woman whose car rolled into the lake because she stopped it and got out of the car to yell at the ICE agents and forgot to put the brake on or put it in park. And I see these videos all the time of people who get out of the car and they start walking away and the car is, you know, doing its own thing, going away, and they realize it maybe before. Go ahead if you got the video there. We can play that.
And check out this video from ICE sources. An anti-ICE protester's car sinking in a Massachusetts lake while she yells at agents for arresting an illegal migrant. ICE sources say she forgot to put her car in park before getting out to confront those agents, causing it to roll in the lake and sink as she stands along the shoreline. It's unclear if the woman was ever able to get her car.
Yeah, so this is
actual video of it rolling into the lake.
Yeah, this is the taunting by the ICE people about that. But we see the Charlie Kirk shooting suspect, alleged shooter Tyler Robinson, appeared in court remotely. This should be an interesting case because it looks like he's going to fight this. And I can there's so many holes in this story. It's like Swiss cheese. So during a hearing, the suspect and his newly appointed legal counsel decided that they wanted a preliminary hearing where the judge will determine if there's enough evidence against him to go forward with a trial. Yeah, show me that picture of him carrying the rifle somewhere. The Utah State Court gives people accused of crimes an option to waive their legal right to a preliminary hearing, instead schedule an arraignment where they can enter a plea. The lead attorney appointed to represent Robinson, he's probably got a public defender there. He would probably do better to just defend himself. Said the defense team would need time to go through all the evidence in the case before letting the judge know when they would be ready for a hearing. So he's not pled not guilty yet, I don't think. I believe that's still coming up. They want more time to review the evidence, in other words. Well, we've had a lot of time to review the evidence for global warming, and we have found it lacking. Michael Mann is back in the news again, and he's accusing Trump of misinformation. And as What's Up With That says, this is the ultimate projection. Michael Mann was at the center of ClimateGate. He was, there were emails revealing him talking to the University of East Anglia in the UK, talking about how their models were not working, how they needed to.
Are you in Texas, and are you tired of not being able to play blackjack, roulette, and even craps? Well, guess what? I got the solution for you. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. Has over 1,000 slots and table games you can play from the comfort of your own home, absolutely free, with the ability to win real cash prizes. Now get in your big diesel truck and go play SpinQuest today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Best the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Hide the decline. And because of that, a group that I was working with sued him to get the data. Said, show us your data. You've published the results. It's been used for public policy. You did all this work at a public university, so we should be able to see the data. And he fought it tooth and nail. The university was going to give it up, but he fought it privately and kept it private. Now he's at it again. His latest op-ed for the San Francisco Chronicle, melodramatically titled, I'm a climate scientist. Trust me, I'm a scientist. Trump's UN address is a fire hose of misinformation. Man plays the role of truth teller, ironically, warning the public about Trump's supposedly dangerous rhetoric at the UN. According to Mann, nearly every single word Trump said drips with mendacity. The reality is that the only place where I could support Trump's policies 100% is in climate. It's not as far as I would like to go, but that's been the bright spot of both of his terms, both the first one and now this second one, and we'll talk more about that coming up. Mann's essay reads less like a sober analysis of a scientist and more like a polemic of an activist. Worse, much of what he accuses Trump of doing, cherry-picking, exaggerating, revising history, revising data, and fear-mongering, that is precisely what Mann has perfected over the last 25 years. That's what he's really about. If Mann wants to talk about the fire hose of misinformation, then let's have that conversation, but let's do it honestly. Here's some of his record here. In 2024, he predicted 33 storms. There were 18. He missed by nearly half. In 2023, he predicted 15.9. Actually, it was 20. Missed again. 2022, he predicted 14.9. It was actually 14, close only because the error bars are wide enough to drive a truck through. In 2021, he predicted almost a double of the forecast. He predicted 11.9. It was actually 21. In 2020, he was off by 10 storms. He had predicted 20, and it was actually 30, and on and on. They go all the way back to 2014. He misses it every time. Many times way, way, way off. For a man so fond of lecturing others about accuracy, his record predicting storms is nothing short of embarrassing. He shouldn't be predicting hurricanes to a tenth of a storm in the first place. And he did in every one of these. So he predicts 11.9 or 19.8. This is something that is just elementary science or engineering or whatever. And one of my first classes, it was hammered into us that you don't take things down to an absurd number of decimal points. And when you're talking about a hurricane, how do you get, these types of things like 6.9 hurricanes this year? And then it turns out to actually be 11. It turns out to be an integer number anyway. They would say, you got calculators, and the calculators go out to like 14 decimal points. I don't ever want to see that on a paper. If you do that, I'm going to mark you as wrong, even if you got the answer kind of right, because you don't understand what the tolerances are here. And I think the same thing applies here. These are guys who used slide rules. They never used more than 3 significant digits on their slide rules. So false predictions are absurd. The way that he predicts them is absurd. And the guy is an absolute crook. He's a lying crook. Perhaps the most brazen claim in his op-ed is that climate impacts are actually exceeding the scientific predictions. Well, let's check the facts. Wildfires, U.S. burns an average acreage, rather, has declined dramatically since the 1930s. Global wildfire trends are also downward. Hurricanes, there's been no increase in global frequency. Accumulated cyclone energy fluctuates, but it shows no long-term rise. Tornadoes. The U.S. strong tornado counts of EF3+ have trended downward since the 1970s. Floods. Deaths from flooding worldwide are at record lows. thanks to better infrastructure and warning systems. Man ignores all of this. He cherry-picks every bad weather headline and presents it as proof that the apocalypse is here. This isn't science. It's confirmation bias with a press pass. Man ends with a flourish warning that Trump is carrying out a plan laid down by plutocrats and polluters. Well, we all know who's funding this guy. If the public today is drinking from a fire hose of misinformation, it's because Michael Mann has had his thumb on the spigot for decades. He's built his career not on scientific precision, but on the act of narrative control. He takes a kernel of science, he strips away the nuance, he exaggerates worst-case scenarios, and then uses the result to bludgeon his opponents. As I've always said, channeling Carl Sagan, mantastic claims require mantastic evidence. Yet, all the supposed evidence is only in his head. This is not science, it's advocacy dressed up as inevitability. It is the MacGuffin. So when I said that the best thing about the Trump administration, in my opinion, is the climate, and he's doing more with that now. Trump administration is now moving to demolish the Biden crackdown on coal. The Trump administration announced yesterday that it will unlock over 13 million acres for coal leasing on federal land, roll back regulations, and invest $625 million into the coal industry as part of a multi-agency initiative. This is the multi-agencies are the Department of Interior, the Department of Energy, and the EPA. They all announced at a Department of the Interior-hosted clean coal event that the agencies will do their part to bolster the coal industry in line with Trump's energy agenda. In contrast, the Biden administration imposed stringent regulation on the coal industry, with former President Biden vowing to shut coal plants down all across America. I remember when he did that. And I remember when we went to, when we first moved to Austin back in 2012. They were shutting down coal plants left and right and oil-fired and stuff because they wanted to move into windmills and things like that. And the state spent billions of dollars on infrastructure for these to get power lines out to these windmill fields that were being put in by these oil billionaires. They were making the switch from oil to wind. But anyway, Biden tried to shut down all coal.
And of course, the only thing the residents of Texas got for those windmills was quite a few deaths during the freeze because the windmills didn't function.
That's right. That's right. So as the American Energy Foundation explained, he has weakened grid reliability, jeopardized America's edge in AI race with China. But it's not just AI, it's all manufacturing. But this is the thing that has accelerated this. You know, this is something that Trump was anti-climate panic before. But now that the AI people are there and power hungry, this has intensified what he's doing. So that part of it is good. I don't see it going to I would rather it not go to the AI people. But I think we've got a thing here of DeSantis talking about that. Do we, Lance? Do we have DeSantis talking about the AI power plants? I don't see it here. Okay, so we don't have that clip. After years of Obama-Biden administration dismantling America's coal...
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweet coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With X, the cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Industry and destroying thousands of good jobs. What do we have to show for it? A less reliable grid, higher electricity prices, and a stronger China, now the world's largest coal consumer by far. Trump is right to reverse course and to enhance the most responsibly produced coal on the planet, American coal, said the CEO of American Energy Institute. By opening 13 million acres for leasing and investing $625 million in coal-fired power, the administration is ensuring we have reliable, affordable energy needed to power data centers, factories, and a growing economy. You cannot compete with China if you don't have competitive prices on energy. And, of course, we have more coal than Saudi Arabia has oil, and we don't even need to invade Venezuela.
Well, where's the fun in that?
Yeah, let's go ahead and play that video, because DeSantis is pushing back on these AI data centers that are so power hungry as well.
We should not be making you pay more. We should not be saying you don't have access to the amount of water that you need because they're doing this stuff. And we're seeing that across the country. You know, there's some parts of the country, they'll build one of these things in these rural areas, and they limit when the residents can shower because they don't have enough water for all this stuff. So this is going to be a big-time flashpoint. And just know, you know, I'm on the side of protecting the hardworking people of this state. Someone wants to build a business or build something like that, they got to do it on their own dime. It should not be subsidized by everybody else having to pay, you know, up the nose for the necessities of life.
Yeah, this is going to be a real competition for energy. And in many cases, these people are getting things subsidized for them. So hopefully this will help to stabilize things. I think coal is a great source. It's not dangerous. It can be cleaned. The only problem I have with what Trump is doing is that, yet again, this is executive orders. And I understand that we want to get this thing done. And even though this is something that I think is very valuable and really needs to be done, I think it's important that we follow the process. I don't like rule by executive order, even when the thing that he's ordering is something that I like to see. I think that's a real issue. It's something we continue to see from Trump. Meanwhile, it's kind of interesting in New York, as the mayoral race gets closer and people are really freaking out about this socialist communist that is running there, and they're putting a lot of pressure on the other candidates to drop out. It was a four-way race. Now it's back to a three-way race because you just had the current mayor, Eric Adams, dropped out. He was in fourth place. And now they put a lot of pressure on the only Republican in the race, Curtis Sliwa. And I find it interesting because this pressure is coming from New York real estate moguls. It's coming from the White House, coming from Trump significantly. And he said, they're trying to bribe me to get out of the race, said Curtis Sliwa. This is a guy who started the Guardian Angels in New York. And he said that he's been offered over $10 million in bribes. And he made the standard New York vulgar chin flick, as they call it in the New York Post. He says that you can F off, is what he says to them, because I'm not taking the money. He said they've offered me a car, Jeep, chauffeur, headquarters to operate out of, helping the Guardian Angels, helping animal welfare. You know something? If you're watching out there, and he gives the chin flick, he says, you can't bribe me, you can't buy me, you can't lease me, I'm not for sale. The thing I find interesting about this is that New York City Democrat Donald Trump would love to see Mayor Cuomo in a one-to-one race with Mamdani. And he's already been beaten in the Democrat primaries. And so he's going to run again as an independent. Interesting that Trump is not standing behind the only Republican there, because Trump's not a Republican. Like I said before, he's a New York City Democrat who now supports his choice for mayor is Cuomo, of all people. Despite Sliwa's vocal defiance, some Big Apple real estate moguls still huddled in a call on Sunday, frantically scheming ways to get him to move aside and create a two-way race between the hard-left Democrat Zohran Mamdani and former Governor Cuomo. Business bigwigs believe that there's a chance that Sliwa could budge, as does Trump, who has called billionaire John Katsimatidis or whatever, Katsimatidis, I don't know how to spell that guy's name, on Sunday to turn the screws on Sliwa. But one person who knows Sliwa says he will never effing drop out. So Curtis, he said, will be happy living in a 200-square-foot apartment with 1,000 cats. He doesn't want the money. If a cat, said Matadis, I guess is the way he pronounced the guy's name, can try for him, and Trump thinks that he can, there's no question that the president is putting pressure on him. The pressure campaign for Sliwa to end his mayoral bid began months before Adams, the fourth-place polling incumbent, bowed to reality and officially dropped his independent reelection operation on Sunday. Why is he unpopular? Well, because he's corrupt. They were investigating him, and he was going to be charged, and then he did a deal with Trump, and Trump basically got him off of that. Both Adams and Sliwa have faced public and behind-the-scenes calls to drop out because polls show Cuomo, who is running as an independent, has the best chance of thwarting the unapologetic socialist Mamdani. Well, polls are not always right. Sliwa is the only person in the race who is not a socialist, and Trump is trying to push him out. And he's got a lot more integrity than either of these other two guys as well. He roundly rejected the pleas, viewing his candidacy as Republicans' best chance to win the mayoralty in two decades. He also noted during an Upper West Side news conference Monday that Cuomo already came out as a big loser in the Democrat primary against Mamdani in June. The humiliating loss for Cuomo briefly caused chatter among Big Apple heavyweights, such as another billionaire hedge fund manager, Titan Bill Ackman, that Adams would be the best anti-Mamdani candidate. He says, they told me to drop out for Adams at the time. He said, imagine how ridiculous I would look today if I had dropped out for Eric Adams. The latest polling has Sliwa in a distant third with 11% compared to Mamdani's 47% and Cuomo's 29%. Trump, in a post on Monday, avoided mentioning Sliwa or Cuomo, instead railing against Mamdani and accurately calling him a communist. Well, I think that's accurate. Contending he will be one of the best things to ever happen to our great Republican Party. He's going to have problems with Washington like no mayor in the history of our great city, Trump said. Remember, he needs the money from me as president in order to fulfill all of his fake communist promises. Sliwa, on the other hand, accused Adams of already receiving a bailout from Trump in the form of his controversially dismissed corruption case. I'm not sitting Shiva for Eric Adams, he said. He should have been in jail with former Senator Bobby Menendez. He was a crook. Well, that's who Trump's friends are. So that's what we see with Trump all the time. The people he hangs out with, it's just amazing. It's not just Jeffrey Epstein. It's across the board, folks, including people like Klaus Schwab.
It's truly amazing. This is the state of American politics in New York City. These are the people that we're left to pick from. Eric Adams, Andrew Cuomo, Zohran Mamdani.
You know, Curtis Sliwa doesn't have to live in a 200-square-foot apartment if he doesn't want to live in New York City. That's the thing.
You can go just about anywhere else.
Yeah, anywhere else, and you'd be able to afford something bigger. But
let's go. We've got some comments. Shield Your Eyes says, I just watched this video about how the Fed is going to move all the debt into crypto and then devalue it.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah. Alien Poop Evolution. I called a lady selling a peacock once, asked her if they were good eating. She refused to sell.
You know what? One of the reasons we looked at it, and I thought that's pretty cool, because I remember in Florida, I used to go to the park, and there were a lot of peacocks there, and I thought it was kind of neat listening to them off in the distance. And we had enough acreage, I thought that'd be kind of nice. But we looked into it, and there are, especially out in California, a lot of people buy peacocks because they want them roaming on their large estate or something like that, and they are some of the most destructive birds you can have. So once one of them would jump on the person's Mercedes and do a happy dance and rip it to shreds, they were sent to the peacock rescue place. They didn't eat them, actually. But
you'd think a fancy person chef would know how to cook a peacock. That sounds like an old-timey fancy meal.
That's right.
Citizen of America. So apparently we needed to put the entirety of the command structure of all five armed forces in one static location to talk about DEI.
That's right. That's coming up. We'll talk about that. Yeah.
Risha M. A guy here was busted with fighting roosters, and the government came in and shot over 1,000 of his birds. Didn't even give him a fighting chance.
That's the government here to help for you.
You're not allowed to have fighting roosters.
That's a that's a metaphor for the government, isn't it?
I do wonder, though, maybe there's nothing you can do with a fighting rooster once it's been trained to fight. Maybe you can't put them back in with other birds.
But were all 1,000 of them fighting roosters, or were they killing off all of his birds because he had some fighting roosters?
You know, we were looking for a house in Austin. Karen and I went to this one place, and it was clear that the people who owned it were Mexicans, and they had birds for cockfighting. They all had, like, this little... they were chained to a little thing that they could get into for shelter. And they were just all over the place. One shelter, one bird chained to it. I guess they would tear each other up, I guess.
They don't make good neighbors.
Yeah.
We have KWD68, very alleged shooter. There are lots of theories out there about the Kirk shooting. Whatever the truth is, the FBI doesn't share it.
Yeah. Yeah.
IRS machine gun. Thank you very much. We appreciate the tip. Yes, the Gascades show you don't have to eat peacocks, LOL.
As a matter of fact, we have, and I should have mentioned this at the beginning of the show, we have, Anthony has very graciously offered to match contributions today on our last day since we're down so much. So I do appreciate that. Thank you, Anthony.
Yes, thank you very much, Anthony. And so, of course, today is a great day to donate. Your donation will be matched. We've got the real Octo Spook. Up the carbon tax, that will fix it. Well, of course, taxes fix everything, which is why we're doing so good. Wally Walrus, wildfires and insurance cancellation problems. They are blanket canceling homeowners policies in Southern Oregon. I think they're working on a land grab. Well, that's something they have been known to do. They let your house burn down, and then they make you a pennies on the dollar offer for the land.
Mm-hmm.
Radis Bro. Too late for you to invest, but you bet Trump and his friends just invested in coal while it's down so they can profit later. KWD68, we had 5 coal plants close to here. They were all outfitted with tens of millions of dollars in scrubbing and climate tech, then closed. Layers of stupidity.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy.
The scam works on many levels.
Yeah.
Nibiru 2029. Coal mining equals strip mining mountains into molehills and MAGA-sized toxic slump lakes. There are problems with everything, but if we simply cut off the energy production, a lot of people are going to die.
Yeah.
So we may have backed ourselves into a corner with how much energy we need, and there may not be any good solution for how we need to produce it. But just turning it off immediately at the source and saying, well, you're not going to get it, too bad, is the worst of all options.
Yeah, and it's, you know, again, things are going to, in terms of the amount of energy that we need, they're really going to explode with AI. I would just be fine with keeping the AI from happening because that's for the government's benefit. But they are determined that it's going to happen. So the issue is you're either going to find some new energy sources or we're all going to be left in the dark while the AI is being used to observe us because they will feed those things even if you don't get a single watt of electricity.
We have the real Octo Spook again. Largest windmill farm is now being built in the center of New Mexico. I'm sure that's going to be a giant eyesore. But then again, I don't exactly know what's in New Mexico. So maybe it'll be the most interesting thing to look at there. Nathan Bedford Forrest, 1865. AI edge to create further unemployment, control people, and corral the population to 15-minute freedom cities and slowly exterminate us.
Yes.
Nibiru 2029, 70% of all that coal mined in the Marks America will be sold to China.
Mm-hmm.
Radis
mm-hmm.
Bro, won't take a bribe, fine, take a bullet instead, slave. Now they bring out old reliable assassin.
Yeah, I think that they're not worried that he's going to win, but their polls don't know what they're doing.
Minnesota 260 says, we lost Robert Redford.
Yeah, I saw that last week. It was sad to see that happen. He was, his career was peaking right as Karen and I began dating. And, he was in like every other, video that we saw. And, it was great. So, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back with some interesting news about AI. This other thing that is on the horizon, We keep looking at how it is affecting our society in so many different ways. We'll be right back.
Listening to the David Knight Show.
Are you in Texas and are you tired of not being able to play blackjack, roulette, and even craps? Well, guess what? I got the solution for you. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. Has over 1,000 slots and table games you can play from the comfort of your own home, absolutely free, with the ability to win real cash prizes. Now get in your big diesel truck and go play SpinQuest today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Texas the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Welcome back, folks. I want to remind you again that we're very thankful to Anthony because he is matching funds today. So if you would like to help keep the show online, today is a great day to do it. Your contribution will be matched by Anthony. Cannot thank him enough. We cannot thank you all enough. We cannot thank Brandon Bennett enough. He says glory to God.
Thank you.
We appreciate the support, Brandon. Yes. Thank you very much.
And I wanted to also say, you know, we don't read the names of the people on Subscribestar that often because so many of them are just kind of numeric numbers, you know. And but I do want to thank Paula. Just noticed that she's been giving a regular tip each month on Subscribestar, and that is something that we don't typically talk about, the fact that you can make a one-time contribution there as well, not just on the other platforms. And I want to thank the people who sent checks in here the last week of September. Stacy P., Judy G., and Chris C., Fred and Jackie, Imelda D., and Mary N. Thank you so much, all of you. And let's take a quick look at what is going on with AI. This is a story of an AI actress, quote-unquote actress. These are influencers that are being created. And I've seen, in terms of some of these videos where someone is talking about how to actually do the AI, and he's got a website that he helps people to create AI videos, which I think is one of the better uses of it. I certainly would not want to use it for research or for filing a lawsuit. That lawyers get in deep, deep trouble because it hallucinated previous cases for them in terms of doing research. But, you know, when you're just doing entertainment, if you're just creating a movie or you're creating a meme or something like that, it can be very effective. And people are trying to use them as actresses or as influencers, because now the programs have gotten to the point where they can maintain consistency. It used to be that it was just kind of this random process, and every time you do it, you get slightly different appearance. Now you can make it consistent. And one of the things I thought was interesting about one of these guys was he had he would talk, and then he would have his there was a female avatar that he created, and she would start talking. So sometimes he would be saying it, sometimes he would have the avatar saying it. And the one that I saw was certain special effects that they had set up in AI so that you could have a character get punched in the face in slow motion, and the face would just, you know, deform, and, you know, like it does when somebody gets hit, you know, your lips and your cheeks go in the other. And so she said, he makes me do all of this stuff, and she gets punched. And it was very convincing, actually, the different things. But it was all kinds of stuff, all kinds of special effects, and he had his avatar influencer going through all these things. Well, this is an AI-generated actress that they've actually given a name to, Tilly Norwood. And the acting community is furious, and they said, find out who represents this AI, quote-unquote, actress, and let's boycott those people, which, again, is fine if they want to do it. Now, the person who created it, a woman, said that this is a creation that took a lot of effort to do. She said, I see AI as not a replacement for people, but as a new tool, a new paintbrush. Just like with animation, puppetry, or CGI, it opens fresh possibilities without taking away from live acting. AI offers another way to imagine and to build stories. She said, creating Tilly has been, for me, an act of imagination and craftsmanship, not unlike drawing a character, writing a role, or shaping a performance. It takes time, skill, and iteration. And I would say the emphasis is on iteration. You have to do it over and over and over and over again until you kind of randomly hit something that you want to have. At least that's the state of it right now. To bring such a character to life, much of my work has always been about holding up a mirror to society through satire. This is no different. But it has really set off the acting community. And it is kind of interesting. The there was a movie that came out. I'm trying to think of the name of it now. I hadn't planned on talking about this. It just occurred to me. Robin Wright was in it. And I did a report when it came out. It was about 2013. And in it, Robin Wright plays Robin Wright. And they come to her and say, we want to create a digital avatar of you. And the caveat is that you can't ever work again because we will own your image. And so they put her in a scanner, and they scan her, and then they start creating movies using the new AI Robin Wright. And so it's kind of what happens with her. It's a very abstract
film. Congress.
The Congress, thank you. I don't recommend it. And it's the premise was very interesting. But then it devolves into this thing where she becomes an animated character in a virtual reality, the real Robin Williams, and which I didn't really understand what they were trying to say about that. It's kind of like the ending of 2001 Space Odyssey. It's like, what is that about? The beginning was so good, but the ending just didn't hang together there. So anyway, there's a lot of talk from Hollywood people about coming after the agents who are putting this out. Recently, an AI R&B singer, Zania Monet, signed a $3 million record deal after clocking up a staggering 17 million streams in just 2 months. The singer was created by 31-year-old poet and designer Talisha Jones using Suno. Now, this is what I don't understand. Suno, there's absolutely no input in terms of creative aspects. You just give it a prompt saying what kind of style of music that you want, maybe the instrumentation. And it's all on autopilot. I mean, there's no creative input there at all.
You can have it. Is it? You can set more custom parameters. So if you just go in and do it regularly, it's kind of on autopilot. You give it a few descriptors, and it you know, runs away with it. It'll write lyrics and everything. But you can assume a little bit more control, write your own lyrics, and do all specific instructions for it. So you can get more control over it. But as a general rule, most people creating stuff on Suno are simply just, make me a song that sound like this.
Well, see, they're wide open to all this. Both the movies as well as the music are wide open to this because the level of creativity has sunk to such a nadir that it's ripe for, and they're imitative, you know, when they do this. They're just look at Disney. They keep redoing their same movies, and now we're going to do it in this, you know, real life version of it or whatever, or an animated version of it. They're just out of ideas. And so in that kind of an environment where the creativity is already dead, these things can step in. Were you going to say something, Lance?
Only that Suno doesn't give you a whole lot of control, even with the advanced settings.
I've never messed with it. So
a largely chance-based thing. You can have some control, but not a ton.
Well, it's interesting because it had a breakout single that reached the top of Billboard's top 10 R&B. And she has made $52,000 in revenue on streaming. So that's kind of interesting. But anyway.
To me, this is just indicative of how bad R&B is. I have never liked R&B. I have found it to be sappy and uninteresting.
Not as bad as rap, though.
Actually, to me, R&B are simply, like, they're basically the same people between rap and R&B. They cross over quite frequently. And so you'll have the same guy that was just rapping about killing people and, you know, doing all kinds of criminal activities, making a song about, oh, I love my mom or I love my girlfriend. It's like, we just heard you talking about murdering people and cheating on women. I don't want to hear this from you at all.
I'm not really sure I know what R&B is in today's labels.
Rhythm and blues.
Yeah, I know rhythm and blues. That meant a different thing to me 50 years ago.
Yeah, it's not the same thing. It's literally just a bunch of guys talking about, like, oh, this
So it's not like B.B. King?
No. It has fallen very, very far.
That's what I'm thinking about when I look at that. No? Well, the warning signs are clear. We're heading towards a digital crisis. This is from a study finds, and this guy is very technical in his analysis, but it's just common sense. He says the digital economy is operating like a massive social experiment. Corporations are reaping the rewards while shifting the risks onto us in terms of data leaks, ransomware, infrastructure breakdowns. That's all being shifted onto the public, he said. And the thing that I thought was interesting about this was he compared it to what happened with the 2007-2008 crash of derivatives, which again was a pump and a dump and a misdirection and virtual assets. He said, people's lives are more enmeshed with digital systems than ever before, increasing vulnerability and insecurity. From data leaks like the 2017 Equifax data breach, which let the private financial...
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Do you like playing casino-style games like blackjack, baccarat, craps, and slots? Well, SpinQuest.com, that's SpinQuest.com, has over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. New players get $30 coin packages for only $10 and instant cash prize redemption. Now, what are you doing? Put that barbecue down, quit sweeping those tumbleweeds, and get to playing.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply, multiply, multiply. Multiply!
With X the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
To records of, I think, hundreds of millions of people. Out in the open, to a more recent cyber attack on the British retailer Marks & Spencer, to business operations and data on the internet. They all continue to be vulnerable. There are good reasons to believe that little will be done about this until a massive society-wide crisis emerges. Digital technologies remake social life through new technologies, communication platforms, and forms of AI, all of which, while very powerful, are also highly risky in terms of malfunctioning and vulnerability to being manipulated. This is why I take the approach that I do personally. I'm not telling people how to invest, but personally, that's what concerns me about all of the digital money, all the crypto stuff that is out there. He says it is a massive social experiment. These companies dominating the digital economy continue to undertake this massive social experiment where they keep the lion's share of the benefits while shunting the risks onto society as a whole. I don't even see it as that. I see this in the context they've been telling us for the longest time, Klaus Schwab and others, we're going to own everything. You'll own nothing. That's really what this is about. It's about a massive consolidation of wealth and power and all economic activity in the hands of a few people. This could lead to a systemic digital crisis ranging from a widespread breakdown of infrastructure such as electricity or telecommunications due to a cyber attack to an attack that modifies existing infrastructure to make it dangerous. I think we're already starting to see the beginning of this in these drone flights over Denmark, unless it's the same type of thing that was happening on the East Coast of the U.S. There are some significant similarities between the current trajectory of the digital economy and the 2008 financial crisis. So he said it's all focused on a business model that where businesses get as large as possible as quickly as possible. Yeah, it's called greed. It's basically that. He sums it up by this. He said the lead up to the 2008 financial crisis and the current digital economy both share the amplification of interdependency alongside the reduction of redundancy. I read that and I scratched my head, and I'm still not quite sure what he was saying with that. I look at it and I think that I would put it a little bit differently. I would say that virtualization and centralization lead to manipulation and gamification is really what's going on with all this stuff. And so I think it's all manipulated. I think it's all by design. I don't think it's that we're rushing into something and, you know, these people are making all the profits and the public is taking all the risks. I think they're building a house of cards, a Tower of Babel that is going to come crashing down on us. That's for sure, I think. So the 2017 WannaCry and the NotPetya malware attacks caused billions of dollars of damages. More recently, the CrowdStrike failure in 2024 canceled thousands of flights, even took TV stations off the air. AI has taken many of these vulnerabilities now into overdrive, while adding new risks such as AI hallucinations and exponential growth in misinformation. The speed and scale of AI are expected to intensify existing risks to confidentiality, system integrity, and availability. And of course, that is all, I believe, by design. The digital gulag is being erected before your very eyes. And you have them constantly monologuing like supervillains. And here is the Spanish Prime Minister at the World Economic Forum this year, 2025, talking about where he wants to take this digital gulag.
I propose putting an end to anonymity on social media. In our countries, no one can walk the streets with a mask on their face or drive a car without a license plate. No one can send packages without showing an ID or buy a hunting weapon without giving their name.
Let's change that.
Yet, we are allowing people to roam freely on social networks without linking their profiles to a real identity.
I keep getting bullied on Twitter.
This paving the way for misinformation, hate speech, and cyber harassment, because it is facilitating the use of bots, and it is allowing people to act without being held accountable for their actions. Such an anomaly cannot continue. In a democracy, citizens have the right to privacy, not to anonymity or impunity, because with those two, social coexistence would be impossible. That is why I believe we must push forward the principle of pseudonymity as the functioning element of social media, and force all these platforms to link every user account to an European digital identity wallet.
Yeah,
this way, citizens could use nicknames if they want, but in the case of a crime, public authorities would be able to connect those nicknames to real people and hold them responsible. Because accountability is not an obstacle to freedom of speech. It is an essential complement to it. On social media user, or it's much better to say, one social media user, one real ID. This is the only way to really ensure that minors do not access inappropriate content, that people who commit crimes are banned or prosecuted from social networks, and that the millions of fake profiles that exist and influence the public conversation are removed.
Yeah, you're losing the battle of speech, so you got to shut down speech.
Open the black box of social media algorithms once and for all.
Yeah. When I used to play the game of Risk with my friends, you know, one person's losing and it looks like it's pretty hopeless, they would just, we'd call it nuking the board. You just flip the thing up and say, that's it, end of game. That's what these people are doing. They've lost the argument. And so they got to shut everything down. You hear everything that he's saying there. The only thing that you could even argue with that, well, we got to protect the children from this stuff. Well, there's ways for parents to do that. And you're not going to protect the children from this by ending anonymity on the web. They will get around it. A lot of people will get around any of these prohibitions. What he envisions is a society where there is no freedom, no dignity, as B.F. Skinner said, and where there is no anonymity, there is not going to be any privacy or freedom or dignity. He started that long laundry list of all the things that we can't do in public without being tagged and permitted. And that's why I just wanted to raise my hand if I was in that audience and say, yeah, let's stop that. You know, instead of this Me Too-ism, instead of, well, we already do this over here, so let's extend it now into cyberspace. You already have no anonymity or privacy or freedom in regular space. Let's just extend it over here to this other thing. So that's the Spanish prime minister, unfortunately, for these people, Pedro Sanchez. So he framed it as a solution to all online harm. His proposal is in reality a blueprint for a panopticon of digital control, perfectly aligned with the globalist agenda of the World Economic Forum, as is Donald Trump and Melania Trump. When you look at the stuff that they're pushing out there, they're perfectly aligned with that agenda as well. And I thought it was reprehensible when Jordan Peterson was whining about that. Oh, there's people out there saying mean stuff to me. Let's shut that down. I don't think you should be allowed to speak anonymously. Well, the only reason that you want to know people's ID is because you want to punish that speech. He called for an end to online anonymity, just like Jordan Peterson, demanding every social media profile in Europe be linked to a state-issued European digital identity wallet. He compared the internet to public streets, arguing that just as one can't do anything freely in public, you shouldn't have any freedom on the internet either. This is just insane logic. So he's got to fight misinformation, which means that they don't want any dissent. He wants to end cyber harassment, which is all the hate speech stuff. Again, going back to Rowan Atkinson. About a decade ago, they had this bill where he said he was speaking on behalf of it, the guy who plays Mr. Bean. And he says, I'm a comedian. He says, just please offend me. Please, let's be able to have free speech. I don't want to be perpetually offended about everything.
Cyber harassment is such a ridiculous term.
Yeah.
If you cannot handle getting bullied online, you simply have to delete your account and walk away.
Yeah, exactly.
If you cannot handle people saying mean words to you, you have to leave. It is a you problem.
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Are you sick and tired of going to the rodeo, eating that great Texas barbecue, and sweeping tumbleweeds off your driveway? Well, don't worry. You can take a break now. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. It's a brand new social casino with over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. Instant cash prize redemptions, and new players actually get $30 coin packages for only $10. Sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Text to Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Teenager is getting bullied online. You restrict their access. There's always going to be someone online that wants to be cruel, that wants to say mean things to someone.
Yeah.
If your teen cannot handle it, which they probably can't, they're still in development,
yeah,
just take it away from them.
Well, I make that same argument, you know, about bullying and everything. It's been one of the big problems with schools. Schools are really like the Lord of the Flies, you know, when you get kids together. And I remember how that was when I was in school. You got some kid, there's something unusual about them, right? Just like a group of chickens, they see an unusual chicken and they all peck on it until they kill that chicken. Well, that's the way kids naturally are as well. And it only gets worse when you put them all together in a large group where there's too many kids related to the ratio of kids to adults to keep track of this kind of stuff.
Especially when they're generally adults that the kids don't have any respect for. Mm-hmm. They're adults that these kids probably, to some extent, despise and hate.
Yeah.
Because they're just, you know, sitting there giving them homework over and over again.
Well, I mean, it's always something. You know, you're too tall, you're too short, you're too fat, you're too skinny. I don't like the color of your hair. I don't like the color of your skin. Or whatever. It's always something about it these kids will focus on. And so bullying is an issue kids need to be protected from, but they need to be protected from it in the real world. And the cyber world, as you said, Travis, is the one that is most easy to protect them from.
You simply turn it off and you walk away.
That's right. That's right. So this is all the ultimate goal of the World Economic Forum's Great Reset and Digital ID Agenda. Not safety, but control. It creates a system where participation in modern society is contingent on accepting a government-issued digital leash, a new leash on life, which is what makes it so sad to see the Swiss voluntarily supporting this. It was 50.4% of the vote to say we're going to have a digital ID in Switzerland. Just, and what kind of time are we living in now when that sort of thing happens? Sanchez's second proposal, to force open the black box of algorithms, completes the picture. It's not about transparency for users, but about regulatory capture for the state. The goal is for governments to dictate what content is amplified and what content is suppressed. You can call that shadow banning if you want, but that's the way that it is. It runs. Well, as we look at this, AI is already, in terms of things that can cause the economy to collapse. You know, the person in the previous article, a study finds, was talking about the parallels between a lot of things that he sees in terms of the high-tech interface and digital presence parallel to the economic crash of 2007-2008. But it's a much more direct correlation. If you look at what is going on with NVIDIA, for example, NVIDIA is basically the stock market. You know, it's one of the handful of companies that have been doing really, really well, and everybody has bid the price of the stock up. If something happens in this bubble economy, then it's going to have repercussions everywhere. You don't need to have a cyber attack. You just need to have this AI bubble burst. NVIDIA is quaking in its boots. It said, we're up against a formidable, innovative, hungry, fast-moving, under-regulated competitor. China, in other words. In a recent appearance on the podcast, NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang agonized that China is now just nanoseconds behind U.S. chip makers, building the hardware undergirding the multi-billion dollar AI boom. I think this is he's making a case that his company, for sure, is too big to fail when this stock market bubble that they helped to create crashes. Just weeks ago, China's internet regulator announced a ban on large Chinese tech firms purchasing NVIDIA chips. The ban follows a broader effort by Chinese lawmakers to lessen dependency on foreign companies and to promote domestic manufacturing. Similar goal to the worker-led Keep It Made in America movement of 2009. For Huang, the loss of Chinese buyers is a major threat. And of course, this first began with the Trump administration saying we're going to keep these chips off limits to China and threatening NVIDIA about it. So they have encouraged China to just go it on their own. And that's the key thing. You know, once you have to, as they say, necessity is a mother of invention, well, I think Trump has forced that necessity on China. And so it's going to be their mother of their AI inventions that are coming there. It's gaining a powerful competitor. So they're not going to stop China from doing AI. What they'll do is make China independent. We saw the same thing happening with Russia getting kicked out of the financial system. It didn't take down Russia. It strengthened the alternative financial systems like BRICS that are happening out there. What we need to do as a country, said Huang, is to enable our tech industry, which today is our national treasure, to go and proliferate the technology around the world. So he's there with his hat in his hand, wanting more money from Donald Trump, who's more than willing to adopt the Chinese government business fascist model, because that's what it is. Fascism is a combination of government and big business. So if Trump is going to give money to Intel, where's my money? I'm bigger and I'm more important.
I know I've mentioned this before, but you were never going to do anything to slow down the Chinese mm-hmm. until you simply say, no more immigration. You were not going to send your sons and daughters here to study at our schools, work in our tech sector, and then ship our IPs back to the mainland.
Yeah,
they do this routinely. It is over and over again. They have been caught doing it. It happens so frequently that people just accept that it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You have to simply shut down immigration and say, no, you have stolen almost all of our technology. We're not going to let you continue to do that. That's how China was able to catch up so quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy who runs TSMC, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Corporation, he spent decades working for Texas Instruments, learning the business. And, you know, it's not to discredit him for what he was able to do, but... You know, he came here and learned, you know, the state-of-the-art technology that was there. And then he took that back with him and built on it, you know, in Taiwan. He got the Taiwanese government to subsidize that for him. For decades, China's been running an experiment to allow limited foreign investments into the country, a strategy known as reform and opening up. Throughout this process, China's political leadership maintained strict regulation over the rights of foreign companies, leveraging the company's vast workforce. Okay, so think about what this is. You know, the China price includes currency manipulation, slave labor, and theft of intellectual property, amongst other things. I would now include the advantage that they've been given based on the World Economic Forum and the UN's Paris Climate Accord, an advantage in terms of cheap energy. But the key thing was that they labored this slave labor of the Chinese people in order to be able to to strong arm these companies coming in there and steal their intellectual property. So that is basically, we'll give you slave labor. You come in, we have access to all your IP stuff, and they steal that then as well. That's the Chinese way of doing business. That's what I guess Trump would like to do. While an entire generation of China was subjected to horrifying work conditions, the People's Republic, in turn, gained access to cutting-edge technologies of the West. One of the examples I remember from years ago was that I think it was General Motors went in, and they were going to make a small car for the Chinese market. And so they had to do a partnership with the Chinese Communist government. And just before they were ready to go to market and release their design for their car, another company in China had almost the identical car released. They had stolen the plans and built this thing and done it before the GM people could get it to market. So they beat them to market after they stole the plans from them. That's kind of where this goes. Well, quote the Raven says, what's that weird smell that is coming from NVIDIA? Is it red flags or is it a figment of my imagination? And he says, NVIDIA is discussing leasing chips, a new business model where they would lease the chips with the AI companies like OpenAI. He said OpenAI could lease GPUs instead of buying them outright, saving an estimated 10 to 15% on costs while avoiding heavy capital expenditures and depreciation. NVIDIA, meanwhile, would keep ownership of the hardware, possibly through a financing vehicle, and turn the racks of GPUs into collateral. But he says, something here just doesn't smell right. He said, I tend to think that businesses don't reinvent themselves as financiers because things are running smoothly. They do it when the customers can't or won't.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply, 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 multiply!
With X, the cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash.
by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Keep up with the spending binge. And when management wants to paper over cracks with accounting gymnastics, or when an announcement absolutely has to hit the market as a PR before it tangibly takes hold. So what he's saying here is that his suspicion of watching financial markets for the longest time is that you don't get into creative financing arrangements. You know, things like the derivatives market that crashed back in the mid-2000s. You don't do that kind of stuff if the market is solid. If the market is solid, there's no need for that. And so he sees this as a warning sign. He thinks that NVIDIA is coming up with this creative financing scheme because they're starting to see declines in sale. And so this keeps it going. He says he's already saw this back in 2023. He wrote a piece called, they said, "Has the market's black swan just arrived?" And in that piece, he saw that not only was the CEO, he says he was out there signing women's chests and stuff, as just like he was some kind of rock star, John Bon Jovi. And so he said, something is wrong with this picture. And he said the other part of it was the circular economics in their relationship with a company called CoreWeave. He said, NVIDIA was investing in a startup that depended on its chips, which then used those very same chips as collateral to borrow money so they could buy more NVIDIA chips. He goes, this is kind of like a circular investment scheme here. And so it all started going bad. NVIDIA then invested in CoreWeave, which is reliant on NVIDIA products. Now those NVIDIA products are being used as collateral to buy. And what is more likely, more NVIDIA products. Fantastic idea, he said. And then what happened was the price of stock started going down. CoreWeave, it went down to 40, so NVIDIA invested more money, and all of a sudden it went from $40 a share to $120 a share. So he said, so I guess it works. You know, this is just circular economics dressed up as innovation. And he says, I think that's what's happening now with OpenAI. Yeah, Lance?
It works if they're trying to get more people to invest by making their companies look stronger than they are.
That's right. That's right. You know, look at Moderna, for example. They could not get their mRNA products. They couldn't find anything that would pass remotely any safety oversight at the time that was happening. For 10 years, they existed without having a single product. They had all these happy stories about some new miracle thing that was going to happen with an mRNA injection, and it never panned out. These things were incredibly dangerous. Never panned out until Trump and Warp Speed. And yet, they continued as a going concern, making lots of money, because all they had to do was release some PR about this new drug that they're working on and how it's going to cure cancer or whatever else it was going to do, right? You name it. And so people would buy stock in it, and it would go up, and they would sell off their part of their stock. And then when reality hit, it drops again, but then they come up with another story. So it's just the kind of circling around narratives like that. The entanglements don't stop there. NVIDIA has combined strategic investments and partners such as OpenAI, Intel, and 11 Labs. 11 Labs is a company that's taken the lead in terms of voice imitation and synthesization, I guess you could say.
I think they aren't the best anymore, though.
Oh, yeah? Who is?
There's some open source things that you can run locally that are allegedly as good as 11 Labs now.
Yeah, 11 Labs is very restrictive, even in terms of doing satire on politicians. It wasn't useful for us. In 2025 alone, NVIDIA made at least six major moves, three acquisitions, and three strategic investments, like in Intel, OpenAI, and 11 Labs. Why spread yourself in so many different directions so quickly? How is it possible to even effectuate these deals and partnerships that feel like they are coming literally every other day? This would be interesting to watch in any company, but NVIDIA isn't just any company. It's one of the so-called Magnificent Seven, a stock that is so heavily weighted in the ETFs and the indices that nearly every investor, whether you're talking about somebody who's got a pension fund, a retirement account, or a mom-and-pop 401ks, Pretty much every investor owns it, whether they know it or not. NVIDIA has become the market's bellwether. And if confidence ever cracks in the name, it won't just be NVIDIA's stock price that falls. It could destabilize the entire market. And I think that's what's going to happen. He says, yes, leasing works in some industries. Aircraft engines are offered power by the hour. Software went subscription years ago. But GPUs are not aircraft engines or software licenses. They're fast, depreciating, quickly outdated hardware, made even more so by NVIDIA itself, which has shortened its product cycles to 1 year. Leasing them doesn't align incentives. It traps customers on a treadmill while NVIDIA squeezes them out for rent. And again, this is kind of the you'll own nothing and rent everything economy taken even to the large corporations. It really is crazy, this derivatives type of market that we're getting into here. I've said before that I wasn't sure that AI was a bubble, says, quote, the Raven. But now he believes it is. He says, with CoreWeave's failed IPO magically tripling in months, in other words, it came out and it, like I said, the IPO, it went down to $40. And then when NVIDIA invested in it, it went up to $120. With NVIDIA underwriting its own customers, now this talk of chip leasing, I've changed my mind. This is what bubbles look like. Distorted incentives, circular economics, and financial engineering that papers over market weakness. When the company carrying the entire market on its back decides that the next great idea is lease accounting, that might not just be a red flag. It could be a warning flare. So just pass that on to you. I thought that's pretty significant. And then while we're talking about privacy and the fact that this Spanish prime minister is there on the World Economic Forum agenda saying, yeah, you don't have any privacy in public and you shouldn't have it online either. This is a piece from the Epoch Times. The writer is talking about the health equipment that's there. Of course, you can get the watches and the apps on your phone and that type of thing, but also specifically the ring that she was using. She said, according to the experts, the best way to maintain a new habit is to track it. I've recently taken up running, and as runners typically do, I'm now hooked on tracking my distance, measuring my pace, and setting my goals to get better. Naturally, this sent me down the rabbit hole of finding the best tracking device. From Fitbit, which is now no longer owned by, they sold out to Google, to Apple Watch, to Garmin, there is a wide variety of gadgets to monitor our habits. Global fitness tracker market was valued at $52 billion last year. And so she talks about the rings and the Aura ring. Is that the right way to pronounce that? O-U-R-A. Do you guys know?
I think they pronounce it Aura.
Aura? Okay. Wall Street Journal says that that is the leading smart ring brand with over 60% of the market, representing 5 million rings sold worldwide. One ring to rule us all, right? And the interesting thing is that this, it doesn't just stop there. They are now going to do, this is why she wrote the article, they've got this penetration out there where they're tracking you and showing with GPS everywhere that you've gone, how many steps you've taken, the pace that you've done, all this other kind of stuff, all on a ring. And now they're going to ally themselves with Palantir, Sauron, the Lord of the Rings. We were laughing about this last night. And said, they missed their opportunity. They should have a way that you can make the ring glow with runes written on the side of it like that. So they sent out a press release on October 27th announcing a partnership with the Department of Defense and Palantir's FedStart platform to support, quote, population-level analysis of risk and readiness, unquote. She says, whatever that means. And I don't know what it means either. I just know that if it's something coming from the Department of Defense and Palantir, it's got to be bad. CEO Tom Hale said the company does not and would not ever sell customer data. Yeah, we'll just give it away to Palantir and the Department of Defense because there's going to be things down the road that they can help us with, right? That has not stopped users from literally trashing their $350 smart rings. Privacy concerns, even if exaggerated by social media, should not be dismissed. I mean, this is not a conspiracy theory anymore. I remember when you had David Petraeus, who was the went from being a general to being...
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply!
With Extra the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Head of the CIA. Do you remember when he said, we're going to have smart devices and your refrigerator is going to be listening to you and all the rest of this stuff? Well, that was the first time we'd heard anything about that publicly, but we'd been talking about the possibility of that, and then he said it publicly. And then when we started pointing that, everybody, oh, that's just a conspiracy theory. It's not. It's not. It is, he's even said it publicly. The CIA is going to do that, and they will do that. We've seen what this looks like in countries where the state is overarching. In China, health surveillance is routine, and health data has become a tool for social control, especially after COVID. The data leviathan of the state enables social governance in what some are naming a new era of digital authoritarianism. I think I should spell that as not E-R-A, but E-R-R-O-R. Should we be more careful and intentional about who we are sharing our sensitive data with? No one is forcing us to buy these devices, but what is concerning is how little thought is put into the amount of information we are willing to give tech companies, especially if it comes in a cute ring that goes on with our everyday lifestyle. Even more, whether or not there's a government overreach and how they might use this information. Well, that was completely lost on the people of Switzerland, who just voted to have a government digital ID. Something else that is lost on our fearless leader. People are on the left are questioning Trump's grip on reality after he shares and then deletes a bizarre AI-generated video. Is the president confused? He shared a bizarre, clearly generated AI-generated video late Saturday evening. The post, which was mysteriously deleted hours later, can still be accessed via archived versions. It shows a fake Fox News clip featuring Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, who is obviously AI-generated. And the AI-generated Laura alleges that the president, quote, had launched an historic new healthcare system featuring med beds, an unhinged conspiracy theory about secret beds that can supposedly cure practically any ailment. Even more bafflingly, a phony version of Trump himself proudly announces the venue from behind his desk in the Oval Office in the video, meaning that the president is now sharing deep fakes of himself with no disclaimer that they're not real. Every American will soon receive their own med bed card, the fake Trump says. With it, you will have guaranteed access to our new hospitals, led by top doctors in the nation, equipped with the most advanced technology in the world. And as they point out in this thing, this med bed stuff actually comes from QAnon world, where they say that the Pentagon has intercepted alien technology from UFOs that allow them to, with this bed, cure any disease that is out there. And so it all kind of feeds into this. But the question is, why is Trump's account doing this? Is there somebody running this account besides Trump? Here's what it looks like.
Now, President Donald J. Trump has announced a historic new healthcare system, the launch of America's first medbed hospitals, and a national medbed card for every citizen.
Every American will soon receive their own medbed card. With it, you'll have guaranteed access to our new hospitals, led by the top doctors in the nation, equipped with the most advanced technology in the world. These facilities are safe, modern, and designed to restore every citizen to full health and strength, This is the beginning of a new era in American healthcare.
In this first phase, only a limited number of med bed cards will be released. Registration details will be announced very soon.
It's especially good for swollen ankles, I think. Anyway,
the voice it is a new... didn't even sound like Trump. They could have gotten much better if they'd used 11 labs.
That's right. It's a new low for the president, who has already garnered a reputation for posting all kinds of AI slop on social media. From pictures of fake sports cars and a litany of AI self-portraits to videos of bearded belly dancers in Gaza. Remember that? When they had the Gaza Trump towers and all that kind of stuff, and it had all these gold Trump statues and everything. But at one point, it just passes real quickly. There's some belly dancers, but if you pause it, you can see that they're bearded. It's men who have the body of a woman and the head of a man. There are a finite number of possibilities for this latest video. None of them good. Did Trump somehow think the video was real? Did he know it was fake but shared it anyway? Was he trying to fool his followers, or is he himself not clear on what is real and what is AI-generated fake slop? How do you bring people back to a shared reality when those in power keep stringing them along, said one person. Trump deleted his bizarre post featuring the AI video of him endorsing bed-beds, which raises the question of whether he's so confused that he thought it was a real video of him talking, said a journalist, Aaron Rupar. The med-bed conspiracy theory has direct ties to QAnon, purporting that a shadowy UFO program inside the government has successfully reverse-engineered healing technologies, which is for some reason keeping from the public. It's worth pointing out here that the person currently running the government is Trump, meaning that the so-called logic of QAnon, he would be the one keeping the non-existent med beds out of the hands of patients who would benefit from them. Hence, I guess, the AI video to explain that he's going to release this stuff. Some QAnon adherents even believed that a med bed was used to keep John F. Kennedy alive for over half a century after his assassination.
I guess this now stuff we know is, how, it all makes sense.
Yeah.
Just now we know how Elvis has been kept alive all these years.
Oh, mama.
This is bringing back InfoWars flashbacks with all the QAnon stuff and really crazy people. Trump has amplified unhinged QAnon conspiracy theories for years now. Trust the plan. Yeah, just trust the plan. What's the plan? I don't know. Don't know who's telling me this either. Trump was accidentally promoting universal health care for all Americans, but then deleted it once he was told what he did, said one ex-user sarcastically. Well, the reality is, I got to say, it's one of the reasons why I'm so cautious to speculate on conspiracy stuff and everything, because I saw this QAnon thing go run like wildfire through through InfoWars. And it worked out really good for Jerome Corsi. He made a lot of money on selling a book and everything. He was advertising it on Rush Limbaugh. I mean, it was a huge business that they had going there. It helped Alex quite a bit, too, but it was also totally fake. Absolutely fake from the get-go. It was nonsense. It was QAnon. It's an anonymous source, which nobody wants to say who it is, speaking in Nostradamus-like quatrains, which you can retroactively interpret any way that you want to say that, yeah, they told us that this was going to happen. It was such a scam. It's unbelievable. Anyway, that's kind of fits in well with AI. Mm. And there's your quantum computing. There, finally there. Steve Patinick was telling everybody.
Here we go. Oh, boy.
So now we're going to have computers fast enough that we can generate this kind of slop that's out there.
I'm a little bit on the, you know, the internet is a buyer beware market.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want everything having to be labeled, this is fake.
That's right.
This is satire.
That's right.
I think it's on you to be able to discern reality.
We can figure that out ourselves.
If you get fooled, it happens. People get fooled. You're, you know,
Fooled, you admit it, and you move on, right?
Mm-hmm. You don't have to be too upset about it. You don't have to live in shame for the rest of your life. It just was something that happened. But these people are so desperate to have everything labeled. You know, on Twitter, you have to be parody account.
That's right.
We get it. Yes. This is obviously a parody.
They keep wanting to ban Babylon Bee and everything. But, you know, if you have given your life savings to a guy who says he is an astronaut who's stranded in space and he needs to buy oxygen.
Yeah, some people just, you're not going to make it. I'm sorry to say, you are going to get grifted and it's going to happen.
I mean, that literally happened. A woman actually did. That sounds like a made up joke, but that literally happened.
So. And, you know, there comes a time where, you know,
Maybe another woman who thought that she was had made contact with Brad Pitt, and he was in the hospital, and he needed some money, as if Brad Pitt would need money.
There comes a time where maybe you need to take great-great-grandma's phone away from her so she doesn't empty the bank account out. But, you know, other than that, it's kind of on you. It's a buyer-beware market. Don't trust everything you see. Just
that's right.
Be careful. Skeptical.
I saw some stuff about the Brad Pitt thing. It wasn't that old of a woman where senility was a serious concern, and the actual videos looked absolutely nothing like Brad Pitt. They were very obviously AI-generated.
Some people...
So you're saying it was a Lala Harris type of person?
Some people want to be fooled. Some people are just, you know, Brad Pitt, it has to be real, because Brad Pitt must want to date me.
Yeah.
They're so desperate for that to be true, they will throw away all reason and rationality.
Yeah.
And, you know, it happens both ways, but we've got to...
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply!
With Texas the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
A lot of comments. Atomic Dog, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Says, David, my wife credits you with saving her from getting the jab. You provided the arguments against every morning before she left for work. I provided the encouragement to stay strong against it.
Well, thank
it.
You for letting me know that. I'd like to hear that because that's why I do this. And so that really kind of gives meaning to our work here. Thank you so much.
I also want to remind people, Anthony is doing matching funds today. So if you tip the... donation will be matched, and we really do appreciate it. Atomic Dog again.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much again. Says, pressure from management together. We were a dynamic duo of strength for her. She almost caved in a couple times, but instead decided to leave and work for a business that didn't ask about fax status.
Well, yeah, that's a really hard thing, and they know that. That's why they did what they did. You know, you're in a situation where you've invested a lot of time and training and a career, and you've got a job, and you've got stability. And it's a leap of faith that you're going to just leave all that behind. You don't know what you're going to do on the other side. But I've talked to one person after the other who made that decision, and so glad that they did now that they know what the jab was truly, how bad it has turned out to be. But many people did it for religious reasons, and they have been richly rewarded by God. He says, I will honor those who honor me. And I have seen that over and over again. With the people who, because of conscience, refuse to take the shots.
Neurodivergent One, thank you very much. We appreciate it. It says, here's a little something for the tank. Thank you, Knights, for all you do. So good to have David back.
Thank you.
Yes, looking and sounding great. Love the new setup with Travis and Lance. God bless.
Yeah, I do too.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Atomic Dog again. Thank you, Atomic Dog. Says, we are forever in your debt. Bless you.
Well, thank you.
We are in your debt as well. Thank you, Atomic Dog. Con Think says there's static in the audio. Well, we'll have to take a listen to that and see if we can figure out what's going on, if there is. Producer on Zell. Wow. For Love of the Road.
Thank you very much. Yes.
And
Joseph R.
Thank you very much. And Jeff Weiss.
Thank you so much. Thank you, all of you.
Hope you're all doing well. Yes. You're all being very generous. It means I don't have to bust out the grifting Southern preacher. Oh, I can feel the spirit of generosity in the air tonight, folks.
Yeah, and thank you to Anthony for matching.
Yes, and we have a lot of comments as well. Cabos 888, the peacocks are a nightmare down in Miami. They're all over the place. It's the peacock apocalypse.
Well, you got peacocks and you got iguanas as well. I mean, iguanas were unheard of when I lived in Florida. And Now you got iguanas and you got the pythons, mm-hmm. right?
There's all kinds yeah. of invasive species. There's tokay geckos.
Yeah, yeah.
Florida is a hub of...
And a lot of people from New York and Michigan, too.
Worse than all the other things.
Just joking, folks. Except that we would have people who would come from those locations in large numbers and tell us how we should do it, because they left New York or Michigan because they didn't like the high taxes or whatever. But they would all government programmings and big spending, is what they were all for.
Yeah.
So let's not recreate the place that you escaped from,
Yeah. Florida is a hub of the exotic animal trade, it feels like. So a lot of these things get out into the wild. And then, as always, they don't have any natural predators. So
yeah.
That's why there's pythons all over the place, and they're getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, up here we got kudzu, which is a government-unleashed thing. We used that in North Carolina. We said, kudzu is a perfect metaphor for what government does. You got a problem, and they bring something in to solve that problem. Before you know it, it's taken over everything, because that's what kudzu does when it comes in. But, my problem with Florida was just the heat. I remember as a kid watching, what was the guy? Louis Armstrong. He had a career as a trumpet player, jazz, before he started doing, kind of pop songs and stuff like that. But I never would see him performing. He'd play just a little bit of trumpet, and then mostly he would sing. And he was always glistening with sweat and dabbing his head. I said, "You must live in Florida." Actually, his genre of jazz was called hot jazz. So he's always wiping the moniker fit. Off. Yeah, that's right.
LT, Oracle of Truth. Well, thank you very much. It says, God is my creator, yes, Jesus my savior, and the Holy Spirit resides within.
Yes, thank you.
Be my valentine. Peacocks do not like to stay around. They used to go to a neighbor's home and roost on their roof. Yeah, that's another issue that mm-hmm. I remember hearing about. Just if they're in a neighborhood, you're not really going to be able to contain them. They'll end up on your neighbor's property, and you're going to end up paying for property damage.
Oh, yes. They are very destructive.
Shield your eyes. Train the roosters to fight the robots.
That's good. That's good.
Defy Tyrant 1776. They built a 1,200-acre solar farm right outside of my small town of around 1,300 people. It will be used for data centers. Those panels really ugly up the landscape.
Mm.
All on farmland that farmers sold them.
Yeah, and shutting down farmland to put up solar panels is not a good bargain, as a matter of fact. Gates has something to say about farming.
Very, very important meeting. The issue of health and climate will be discussed at length. That's never gotten the attention it deserves. The issue of food systems and how...
You're giving it a lot of money to get attention.
A lot of farmers aren't able to grow their crops, which is a tragedy for them.
Yeah, because you're putting up solar panels and windmills and things like that. They can't grow anything. But that's always a priority. Their climate MacGuffin is always a priority over you even eating, let alone going anywhere, having clothing. I mean, literally, this is a C40, the 40 cities, and it was Bloomberg and Sadiq Khan who started it. And now they're up to over 100 cities, and they've got their agenda about, you're not going to travel. You're not even going to have more than 3 items of clothing per year that you're allowed to buy. It's just insane what these people are doing. How do we wake people up to this? That's the question.
Am I allowed to save up those 3 items of clothing? So maybe I can buy 9 items of clothing every 3.
I don't know if it accrues or if it expires each year.
Because personally, I probably don't buy 3 items of clothing a year. My wife hounded me for about 2 years to buy more pants, and eventually she's like, all right, well, these have accumulated enough holes where I think I have to.
It's totally being environmentally friendly.
Exactly. Yeah. Dougalug, thank you very much, Dougalug. We really do appreciate it.
Thank
it says,
you.
Thank you, David and Sons. That's me. The real Octo Spook. All decent actors with decent Christian values are being replaced with homosexuals and sex organ mutilators. The state of movies and series continues to plummet like a lead balloon. I think any moral and ethical actor must now fear for their lives.
Well, I know a friend of mine who does filming, and he said, if you've got LGBT in it, especially trans stuff, you can get any project green-lighted. If you don't, good luck in terms of getting funding. But I think that there's starting to be a secondary market that is out there. And it is still a very, very profitable market for people to make family and Christian films, because it doesn't cost the blockbuster amounts that they have when they laden it with all kinds of special effects and they bring in big box office stars and everything. And they're starting to get their skills up to where it's a real respectable showing.
It's also important to remember, the best movie of all time has been made, Lord of the Rings. So technically they could have just packed everything up and gone home, because they're never going to make a better movie than that. That's just the way it is. It's peaked. Yeah. It's over. It's all downhill from here.
I think the studios are mostly chasing after investment money for DEI, but small studios are going to start popping up now a lot more frequently with these new AI tools that are going to make it a lot easier for small groups to create stuff that's on par with these big studios. So we're going to see, I think, a renaissance in stuff that's actually made for the American public.
That's right, yeah. If people who are closer to us and more like us start being able to make films because they can use AI to create the sets and things like that, you know, the backgrounds that are going to look good, and use real actors or things like that, I think that's going to be an opportunity. And interestingly enough, the top of Drudge Report last night was the fact that Mel Gibson is going to get hammered with Trump's taxes. You know, Trump is, because he's making his sequel to The Passion of the Christ, he's making it all abroad, you know, in Rome and Israel and places like that. And Christopher Nolan's got a large-scale project that is in production right now. And Trump is going to put tariffs on films that were filmed abroad. And the people in Hollywood are just aghast. They said, this guy has no idea how the film industry works whatsoever. And it's true, he doesn't have any idea about how any of these things work.
Are you in Texas, and are you tired of not being able to play blackjack, roulette, and even craps? Well, guess what? I got the solution for you. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. Has over 1,000 slots and table games you can play from the comfort of your own home, absolutely free, with the ability to win real cash prizes. Now get in your big diesel truck and go play SpinQuest today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Text to Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
That he's taxing. But if he sees it, he taxes it. And if it's moving, he taxes it.
Imagine it was the wailing wall that whispered that to him. Tax Mel Gibson's movie. Tax it.
Yeah.
Nibiru 2029. Emperor Trump has taken away individual solar subsidies for homeowners, handing it to his corporate comrades to strip mine.
I didn't realize that they'd ended the individual solar subsidies. That's interesting. Yeah. That is, yeah, for the big guys, but not for us, right? Because we're not essential. You know, even electricity that comes from the solar panels is not essential if it comes from us. But if it's for the big guys, it is. Yeah.
Guard Goldsmith, good to see you, Guard. Hope you're doing well. And, of course, you can find Guard at Liberty Conspiracy on Twitter and Rumble, and his Substack at Guard Goldsmith. By the way, I think Trump did the coal moves via executive order, because Biden and Obama closed those coal regions via executive order. Like, Trump reversed Biden's ANWR oil closure, but he's also offering Fed loans. Unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
BT.
Well, yeah, you fight unconstitutional executive orders with if I said before, I think what a president should do is what I would do is issue one executive order. All previous executive orders are hereby canceled. We'll start with a fresh constitution.
Yeah. And all future executive orders are null and void. BT Taylor 246. No one can walk the streets with a mask on their face except in 2020, when a policy of masking was enforced by the government.
Yeah. Yeah. Pedro didn't say anything about that, did he?
No, he did not. We got to scroll down.
Yeah, south of the border, Pedro.
KWD 68. Are bots going to identify themselves? Another Eurotrash WF speaker.
Yeah, that's
World
right.
Economic Forum.
Yeah, the bot's going to introduce themselves. Those will be run by the government, so the government will be okay with that, right? Because the government is going to be going in there and taking a look at your content, and they're going to hand over the ID of these things. So the government will run the bots, but there won't be anybody else that's running bots or anybody else that has any anonymity.
Three Little Birds says, cyber harassment, ? Cyber wimps. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Sorry. People are going to be mean to you online. That's just how it is. It's on you to deal with it. You don't go crying to the government or the moderators, making, oh, please protect me. Please, I need support. Get off the internet. If you can't handle it, you don't deserve to be there. Mm-hmm. Sorry. A little bit of bullying does the body good. Bulldog, they already have your ID. It's called a social security number.
Yeah, they use it for everything now. And, of course, a real ID and all the rest of this. But they just keep making it stronger and more universal and being done in ways that, you know, they want the biometric ID, which is what we see happening in Vietnam. And they just closed those 86 million accounts down because people didn't get their biometric ID in time. So they just froze their money.
Yeah.
Just keeps metastasizing like a cancer.
Yeah, it spreads out.
I saw a good comment about the digital ID thing that they're trying to push in Britain, where they're saying, oh, well, you've got all these illegal immigrants that are getting government stuff, so, well, with this new ID, they'll have to show that. But the thing is, you already have to show your the British equivalent of the social security number to do any of these things, to get a job, to do all the stuff that they are claiming that this thing will fix. And the employers are just ignoring that, you know, it's a under-the-table transaction thing.
Sure.
So now they're just going to have a different ID to ignore.
Well, and that's the argument that they're making here. The Republicans have been pushing digital ID using two things. One, we've got to protect the kiddies from porn online. Number two, we've got to protect you from the people who are here illegally to take your job. And it's just a new problem. It's not going to solve either one of those things. And, of course, one of those is created by the government. Arguably, I guess, both of them. But, you know, at least the open borders and the massive number of migrants has been created by government. Not just neglect, but a deliberate program to do that, rewarding people to come here.
Mm-hmm. Guard Goldsmith, isn't privacy inclusive inclusive of anonymity in a place of voluntary interaction based on what the platform owner wants or doesn't want to accept?
That's right. Well, they don't care about what you want. It's all about what they want, and they're going to coerce you into it. Yeah, if we go into, you know, people don't realize just how important privacy is. That's what really surprises me, what people put on Facebook and all these other things, their entire life they put up there about it. You know, it's just everything in your life now. And I guess now after the Erica Kirk video, I guess people are going to be live streaming their grief and their funeral services and the wakes and all the rest of this stuff.
I regret to inform you that has already been happening.
Oh, no. Yeah.
No matter how far down you think we fall, and I promise you, we are far further.
Yeah, we're sledding down that hill.
Right, Overture. Aren't there authors who write under a different name? Remove them. That's right. Get rid of them. Arrest them.
That's right.
Alien Poop Evolution.
Including William Shakespeare.
Exactly. Dig up his bones.
I believe that was Edward de Vere, the Duke of Oxford. I know there's excellent research showing that. It's a good book by Joe Sobran about that. But yeah, so I had to get rid of all the Shakespeare books there.
Throw those out. Can't trust that shifty Brit. Alien Poop Evolution says, it's for the children.
Yeah.
Don't you love children? That's right. Everything's got to be done to protect the children.
Mm-hmm.
Wally Walrus, someone could spoof your social media account, then you get your house raided for hate speech. That's right. We caught a naughty word coming from your account, and as such, we're going to knock your door down and flash bang your dog.
And that someone could be the government doing that too, right?
We actually have a video of that happening in the UK. Correct.
Yeah, let's play that.
If you've got stuff you'd like to gather... obviously, I'm more than willing to talk through what you're...
Raise the volume.
You.
What, you're taking me away now?
Yes, yeah. So you're under arrest, so you're going to Harrogate, unfortunately.
You're taking me to Harrogate in the middle of the night over a tweet?
I am, unfortunately.
Is this what you signed up the police to the police to do?
This is my role. I'm trying to be reasonable with you here. So if there's stuff you'd like to gather, I'm more than willing to allow you to gather some sort of stuff, like medication, if you've got any numbers you need.
Nobody expects a Spanish Inquisition.
Do
you need any medication? I can't imagine that you are going to be in very long, but do you need any medication that you take at night?
No. Do you need anything else you can think of? Wallet? Do you want to change your shoes or out?
I'd like to put some shoes on, if that's all right with you.
Of course it is.
Righty, yeah.
I'm so polite. The polite Orwellian police.
Sir,
the iron hand and the velvet glove, as they say.
With last year being transported in the van. We're going to do it in here, rather than outside, so all your neighbours can go.
Oh, fill your boots, mate. You do understand that I'm going to make the maximum fuss about this free speech union.
Yeah, absolutely.
you guys are just doing your jobs, obviously, but your dickhead bosses have just opened up a world of shit.
If I didn't have to be here, I wouldn't have been. But I'm happy to keep
you. I'm quite certain you two have got, like, 50 better things to do. Because what's your patch? Your Harrogate, Northallerton...
We're referred to as Hambleton.
Yeah.
We're also Harrogate District. Yeah. So
but, of course, the police have... They're not going to be able to credibly tell anybody that they're under-resourced now if they're sending people out to arrest...
I think we've reached the point of peak policing here.
Dickhead bosses. Could you...
Just a sec.
We'll be taking that for us, unfortunately.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, just a second before you do.
Yeah, we'll be taking that phone, of course. It's the murder weapon, apparently.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, it does sound like a Monty Python skit, except we are living in this kind of weird dystopian thing like Terry Gilliam did in Brazil, right? It's like Brazil. This is my receipt for your receipt. You know, as they
we've detected
bag
you
up
being very cheeky
out.
Online. Very cheeky indeed.
It's amazing. Yeah.
We have the James Mason 0521. Sounds like Union and WF want to become like China, where CCP does this there. Mm-hmm. Radis, bro. Then they crack down on bullying, and the gays and trainees came out of hiding. There's an argument to be made that a little bit of bullying does good by keeping society cohesive. Like, it rounds off some of the stranger edges people have and keeps them somewhat in line with the societal standard.
Yeah.
Alien poop evolution.
Go ahead.
Hard to avoid hate speech as a Christian when they judge your belief as hate.
That's right. Yeah.
That's the essence of it. Jerry Alitalo, the vote in Switzerland in favor of national digital IDs must have been rigged. The Swiss people absolutely cannot be that profoundly uninformed or stupid.
Well, the only thing I could see in terms of looking at it, we'll get to it later, they told them that for now it's voluntary. We've heard that sign that before, haven't we?
What's going on, Texas? It's Bluff here. Do you like playing casino-style games like blackjack, baccarat, craps, and slots? Well, SpinQuest.com, that's SpinQuest.com, has over 1,000 games available for you to play from the comfort of your own home. New players get $30 coin packages for only 10 bucks and instant cash prize redemption. Now, what are you doing? Put that barbecue down, quit sweeping those tumbleweeds, and get to playing.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With access to cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the cash scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
You know, that was the way they said for the longest time, E-Verify. Oh, it's voluntary, except now it's not, because you got Republicans like in Florida. DeSantis and Republicans in Florida made it mandatory. Others have pushed for that as well. So, yeah, you're letting them slowly build the digital gulag brick by brick. And they tell you, it's all right, we're not going to put any locks on this door. And then one day the locks show up. Yeah.
Yeah. We have Zox Al Voxas. The Ivy League colleges make more money off foreign Chinese students than any other demographic. Mm-hmm. Well, that's part of the reason they're not going to stop that immigration. They make a lot of money off of them. The real Octo spook, you can continue to blame the Chinese as they excel on all accounts right up until you have lost everything, or you can incentivize Americans to excel, drop taxes, remove rules, regulations, etc., provide a level playing field with Americans with cost of living able to compete on the world scale. Well, the truth is, you're never truly going to be able to compete with the Chinese on certain levels. They have slave labor. They are willing to exploit that. They have an absolutely massive population that has been China's biggest advantage, even, you know.
But when you look at all the things in our country, and especially in Europe, manufacturing is shutting down everywhere because of net zero. And here in the U.S., they're looking at a housing crisis. Why, you know, the housing crisis, it's because it's so highly regulated and they've artificially inflated the cost of housing just like they have the cost of automobiles. We could afford to have nice things if we didn't have the government, folks. It's just that simple.
We got to scroll down. Minnesota 260, the AI robot that kills me must be best be powered by Intel.
Yeah, that's right.
Intel.
The RoboCop says Intel inside.
Nibiru 2020.
What they mean by that is the five eyes. They mean that CIA is inside. When you see that on the robot.
Nibiru 2029. Remember when Piglosi traveled to NVIDIA just months before NVIDIA broke out and began crushing Pentium? Nothing to see there, I'm sure. Tunnel Lord 1337, LOL, what? Was his Twitter account hacked? That's talking about Trump tweeting the AI video, I'm assuming.
Oh, that was on his Truth Social that went out there. And then everybody grabbed it there and started posting it on the other platforms as well.
Zoxalvoxaz, the bed comes from the sci-fi movie Elysium.
Oh, there you go. They just co-op that into QAnon.
Yeah, the QAnon people will basically fall for anything. Tunnel Lord 1337, very strange. The Q people will be flipping out. Why? Why are the feds trying to keep the Q people still faithful? Well, when you've got a sucker and he's given you money over and over again, you know.
They may be useful in the future. Mm-hmm. They've groomed them this long and kept them on the line. I mean, these are people that
are sucker in the hand
idiots.
Is worth two in the bush, as the old saying goes.
Why wouldn't they want to keep their patsies faithful?
CJP Rumble, golden med beds. That's right. They're going to be gold. They're going to be the best med beds. They're going to be solid gold. Owen 61, the peapocalypse, that's right. Francine, how lazy you have to be to let your pet python in the Everglades instead of doing the right thing. Yeah. I think a lot of people don't understand the fact that this is an invasive species and it's going to be a problem for the native flora and fauna. They just see this animal that they've kind of come to love, but they simply cannot afford to take care of anymore. And they think, well, it'll have a good life out in the Everglades. It's probably.
You never know how that's going to turn out either, you know, because when we went down to New Zealand, there were, as they would say, no nasties out there. The only thing that would bite you was sand flies down in the one
island. And those
are
just
there.
A nuisance.
Yeah. But yeah, we went on a hiking expedition. We had a guide that was there. And he took us into this, he said it was a rainforest right outside of Auckland. And the birds were so tame that you could, just like a Disney movie, you could stick your finger out and hold it, and the birds would come land on your finger. There wasn't anything that was going to come after them, so they got very passive with all the stuff. So there was a red possum that was an endangered species in Australia because there everything is trying to eat you or poison you.
Being a possum puts you at the bottom of the food chain in Australia.
Exactly. It was this endangered species, but somebody brought one of those, a few of them or whatever, to New Zealand. So they're killing all the little kiwi birds and all the rest of these things because they're just, you know, they're like Eloy. Possum that's like a Morlock or something. So they said it was people from Australia would come there and look at that. They had wanted posters up. You know, you just like we have with feral pigs. You know, if you kill one of these things and bring us its hide, we'll pay you money. And they couldn't believe it. It's like, you know, bald eagle poster. You know, you go somewhere in another country and you got a bald eagle. They got a wanted poster. Kill these things. Yeah. It's all relative, yeah.
Yeah, now the pythons are overrunning the Everglades. That's why if you're going to get a, you know, python as a pet snake, get a ball python. Make sure it's one of the ones that stays small. Very few people can actually afford to take care of one of these extra large Burmese type pythons. They get massive, and you need a massive enclosure to deal with them.
That's Burmese pythons. So, I mean, they're in the Everglades. You know, they're warring with the crocodiles that are in there. I can kind of stay out of the Everglades, mm-hmm. but it's the iguanas that I see, you know, harassing people. That would be the thing.
Iguanas have a nasty bite too. Yeah. They have powerful jaws and they can do a lot of damage. A guy we used to go to church with, he was on the youth minister band. So he played the piano in it. He went down to some South American country for a missions trip and he decided, I'm going to catch one of those iguanas. It bit him on his hand. It severed tendons. He had to be medevaced out. And he was like, so I learned my lesson.
Yeah.
So don't try to catch
New Zealand.
Yeah. If an iguana of certain size will absolutely ruin your day. Don't try to catch them. Papa C-Tac just sent some funds via Zelle. Thank you very much. That's incredibly generous.
Appreciate that.
God bless you all. Love you guys. God bless you too.
And we have matching funds today. Again, I want to thank Anthony for doing that. Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate it.
Yes. The future of entertainment is independent producers, says Don't Frag Me, Bro.
And that may be the silver lining with all this AI stuff. You know, when it comes to movies, we all know that the movies are fake. So if they can get it real enough, the movements and the backgrounds, I think, would be the key thing. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to take a look at some topics that I think you'll find interesting about what's happening to the Christian community, persecution, and genocide. You know, sometimes nobody cares about genocide. I think it's always when it's the Christians, nobody cares about it. We'll be right back.
American Dream.
Are you in Texas and are you tired of not being able to play blackjack, roulette, and even craps? Well, guess what? I got the solution for you. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. Has over 1,000 slots and table games you can play from the comfort of your own home absolutely free with the ability to win real cash prizes. Now get in your big diesel truck and go play SpinQuest today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With X to the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, and as Highboost says, Trump's number one goal that he's been saying since December of 24 is to get the U.S. under digital ID. He is 100% on board with a technocracy and the World Economic Forum and all the rest of those people. I don't understand why his supporters cannot see that.
Well, he's going to institute the good technocracy.
Yeah, that's right.
It's going to be a technocracy made of gold. It's going to be golden. It's going to be beautiful.
Trust the technocrats.
Exactly. You can trust Peter Thiel. He's teaching you about who the Antichrist is, right? I wonder who it could be, Thiel.
He's got his fingers crossed that it's not him.
Tunnel Lord in 337 says, "Oi, you got a license to speak?" There's a running joke online. Once Americans found out about the fact that you need a TV license in Britain, that everything has to be licensed in England, you know?
Yeah.
No matter what you're doing. Oh, you got a license for that? You got a license? Bulldog. I personally know someone, online only, who was hauled in for evaluation in the UK for talking about the Prime Minister several times now already. Beware. Well, I'm glad. Well,
I would have been given a life sentence if I'd lived there, I tell you. I interviewed Tony Rook, who did a documentary about 9/11. And he had a site because he had made a case saying that the BBC, because they were involved in that Building 7 thing, they had prior knowledge of that, announcing 20 minutes before it fell that it was going to fall. As she's saying it, the building is still standing behind her. And so he says, so you are actually aligned with terrorism, and I'm not going to pay you any money, and we should not be compelled to pay money to the BBC to support it for that. And he actually won that case in court. They took him to court, and he won the case. And he set up a website, and he called it Killing Anti, because that's what the nickname that the people in the UK give the BBC. They call it Anti. And so he was set up. He wanted to get rid of the BBC and the licenses and the rest of the stuff, because you had to get a license, I think, even if you didn't watch the BBC. You had to pay for it. It's kind of like NPR here. They don't give you that piece of paper. I should have something that I can put on the wall that says that's my NPR license or whatever.
Exactly.
Even though I don't watch it.
Steve Evs, cops in rubber gloves in the UK, cops in armor and mask in the US. Depending on what they're going to use those rubber gloves for, I might take the armor and masks.
Yeah, it always gets me concerned when I see cops putting on rubber gloves.
Uh-oh. Could you just pepper spray me instead? Nibiru 2029. When asked at the Nuremberg trials why, the answer was always, we were just doing our jobs.
That's right. I don't accept that excuse.
Epstein Island. Is that cop making an arrest or getting ready to wash the guy's dishes?
Well, we found out yesterday that Vadi Bakum had passed away at 56, and I had not seen anything about it. I think it was the end of the week last week that happened.
Yeah.
And I didn't see anything anywhere. And like I said, all the typical news sites that typically cover Christian news and things like that didn't have anything at all about it until yesterday afternoon. And then they all had a lot of stuff about it. Mm-hmm. After somebody noticed it, everybody, then it became like an echo chamber, I guess. A medical emergency, they said. He had previously undergone successful heart surgery in March of 2021 after experiencing what his church had said was full-blown heart failure in February of 2021. Several weeks later, however, he had quadruple heart surgery after doctors discovered yet another blockage. He was the author of several books, Family-Driven Faith, Fault Lines, The Ever-Loving Truth. Fault Lines, released in 2021, became a national bestseller, and Bakum became a leading voice in warning the church about the social justice ideology. That's where I got that quote. When you put an adjective in front of justice, like when you talk about social justice, we're not talking about justice anymore. Justice doesn't have an adjective on it. Left behind his wife, Bridget, and 9 children and 3 grandchildren. And he was very much somebody who had he'd come from a difficult background. He was born in the projects of L.A., poor black guy. His mother was a Buddhist. However, she refused to let the circumstances that they were in define his future or become his identity. When he went to college, as a freshman in college, he met a staff member from Campus Crusade for Christ, and he became a Christian. As a sophomore, he met Bridget. College sweethearts are married. 30 years, even though both of them had come from families of divorce. He wrote several books, and he also had set up a school of divinity in Africa, in Zambia. He had set up a seminary there to help get the information there. Ken Ham at Answers in Genesis said that he was a pioneer who challenged men to stand for Christ and lead their families. And there's a
we have this article here.
Tribute from his daughter there. Yeah. Yeah.
The article says, "For me, I just miss my daddy. Daughter of late Vadi Bakum pays tribute to her dad. The world is grieving loss of Baptist pastor missionary Vadi Bakum. He died after suffering an emergency medical incident. Bakum's daughter, Jasmine Holmes, is one of nine children and opened up about her own grief. I've lost a part of me, Holmes said in a social media post. Author Jasmine Holmes, daughter of Vadi and Bridget Bakum, processed her own grief for the world to see. Bakum's ministry reached globally, and seeing others mourn the loss is both bizarre and comforting to the family. Earlier this month, Holmes' new book, Strong and Fearless Faith, was released containing 52 inspiring stories of black believers. This book continues Holmes' tireless work of uncovering, researching, and telling untold stories. In the midst of celebrating her latest published book, Holmes continues to grieve the loss of her father. Here come the tears again. Pastor First Baptist Church in Lindale, Texas, Tom Buck, posted on social media. Buck shared a post from Holmes adding, more important than being a great preacher, Vadi was a great daddy. Holmes began by sharing that grieving a dad who's a public figure is like living in the Twilight Zone. My timeline is full of posts about people who loved him and were influenced by him, and I don't doubt that love as genuine. But watching others mourn so publicly is the oddest sensation, she said. Holmes then went on to describe some dichotomies of the public's view and her own personal view of her father, saying, they saw him on a screen or in a pulpit, heard his voice on the radio. He tucked me in every night and told the best bedtime stories. They saw him as this bold, staunch defender of the gospel. I saw him as socks with flip-flops making gumbo on New Year's Eve, Holmes recalled. While Bakum influenced them from afar, Holmes remembered him as he walked her down the aisle and used mind meld with me to whoop everybody in a game of taboo.
Yeah.
As countless other pastors and men of ministry struggle to balance the demands of ministry in their own families, Bakum certainly shared the same tasks, interruptions, and desires. He raised me day in, day out, Holmes said, messy and imperfect, but so very steady and consistent. Holmes recognized that the public lost someone they admired, while she lost a part of me. Mm-hmm. She continued to see the differences in grieving, and she admitted, I just miss my daddy.
Yeah, he was a
always
champion for homeschooling.
Mm-hmm. I've always enjoyed every sermon I've heard from Vadi Bakum. He was always spot on with everything I've heard. I'm sure there were things I wouldn't agree with him with, but that's the same
perhaps,
for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You never agree with anyone 100% of the time.
But he really called people to have families growing up without one.
And he fully embodied that as well. Nine children. That's man.
Well, the Trump administration is going to cut millions in school funding over transgender DEI policies. Unfortunately, they're not going to cut all funding to the schools. There is no constitutional authority for the government, the federal government, to be having anything to do with education. And everything that they do is to incentivize whatever is in their best interest, and it's usually against the interests of the children. In this particular case, this is not even really about DEI. This is a lot of virtue signaling for the Republicans who are focused solely on getting men out of women's sports. That's it. They're not really taking on the core of this. This is the kind of stuff that you have Bruce Jenner going on with Sean Hannity, and Sean Hannity's just praising him up one side and down the other for doing this. But even Bruce Jenner can condemn men and women in sports. And the Republicans are doing this because it allows them to say, we're defending kids against the tranny stuff. And they're not. But it also allows them to take the side of women against the trannies. And they need the women's vote. So there's more women at the moment than there are trannies. So they want the women. They struggle with the women's vote. That's why they're doing this with women's sports. And what the money that they're pulling out from them is not really significant anyway. Most of the education is being paid for by local taxes. And this was money that was earmarked by the Biden administration for doing magnet schools. This is not even like charter schools or anything. It's still going to be heavily under the same people. They just wanted to tell them what they could not teach. And look, I would agree as far as it goes, that's a good thing that we need to do. But you need to understand, and this is what I could never get through to the MAGA people, that if you, they always use the purse strings to control everything. And here it is yet again. Chicago, New York, and Fairfax, Virginia, school districts will all lose money. Chicago could lose $17.5 million. New York City, $36 million. Fairfax County, $13.7 million. There's some confusion about it because the Associated Press put the total amount at $24 million, and New York is higher than that in terms of what they say they're going to lose. The reasons for losing the money are because the Chicago Public Schools, for example, is standing by its Black Student Success Plan, as well as its policies, which require schools to allow trans men to, I guess, well, are they men or women? The males, okay, who say they're trainees, to use girls' bathrooms and to compete on their sports teams. And again, this is about pretending that you're fighting the transgender insanity while sucking up to women about the sports thing. And it's merely virtue signaling. They're not taking it on head on. The Chicago's teacher union is demanding, so the district is demanding due process. Guess what? You're not due any of this money. There is no money due you at all. This fight is about more than one grant. It's about whether Chicago will be punished for daring to center equity and justice in our schools. This is why you got to get your kids out of the schools. This is why you got to especially get them out of the Chicago schools if you happen to be there. But you might want to get out of Chicago anyway because you're going to be taxed to pay for this kind of insanity. New York City, Chicago, and Fairfax schools are willing to sacrifice federal education dollars to keep boys and girls sports. That's all we're talking about here, and which is now illegal in the classroom, wrote Linda McMahon, because the education secretary, this is all professional wrestling. It's not any substance here. Again, it's all just virtue signaling. And it's the, whenever I would say that about the pandemic, you would have the MAGA people say, it's not Trump. It's the bad Democrat governors are doing it. It's like, okay, Trump gave the money to the bad Democrat governors to do this, and he kept the funds going. He approved of it. New York City public schools are also deciding to forego $15 million in funding to create magnet schools, choosing instead to stand by their policies that allow gender-confused males to enter women's bathrooms and locker rooms and to compete on girls' sports teams.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Text the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
The Department of Education is going to strip $15 million in funding allocated by the Biden administration last year to create six magnet high schools across Manhattan and the Bronx. So it's the unconstitutional Department of Education virtue signaling about DEI and trans when all they're doing is keeping men out of women's sports. It's really about that. And it's not even really about the magnet school funding. They're going to have crony capital schools. And that's what his friends, the billionaires, are going to wind up setting up a lot of private schools and getting government money to do it. That's what the DE, Department of Education, is going to be hanging around for. They are going to be controlling the purse strings. And if you control the purse strings, you're going to control everything about education. So as we look at other issues here, we have the disagreement. This was on WNG. Disagreement between some pro-life organizations about how they should approach and do their outreach to people who are about to have an abortion. Some of them believe that it ought to be gospel-centered, and others say, no, we need to take a softer approach. We need to try to establish a relationship with the women. So here's the two sides of this and how it looks. This guy will get up, and he's got a loudspeaker there and a microphone. He sets up a portable speaker hanging from his shoulder by a black strap. And he says, my name is Jordan. I'm a street missionary, street preacher here in Grand Rapids. I'm here today to bring the gospel, the good news, the glorious news of Jesus Christ to you. Nearby in the grass, there's a few signs that say babies are murdered here. And believe on the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. For the last 5 years, 30-year-old Jordan Sweezer has been a fixture outside local abortion facilities in that city. And he will call out with an urgency in his voice, come to Jesus today by faith alone. Turn away from your sins. Turn to the loving arms of your Savior. But there are some people there that don't like that approach. Evangelists like Sweezer represent fringe techniques, they say, and views that are controversial in the mainstream of the pro-life movement. So think about the fact that this is rare that somebody takes it this way. Most of the time, they want to be very low-key, and they don't want to talk about God at all. I talked to 9 other men currently or formerly involved in ministry, similar to Sweezer's. Some of them use a form of voice amplification. Some of them display pictures of bloody, aborted babies. Most of them preach, sometimes quoting Proverbs 6, which says, the Lord hates hands that shed innocent blood. Most tell their listeners that abortion is murder. All of them support abortion abolitionist bills, which would classify abortion as homicide and would allow women to face severe penalty for killing their babies. So they're saying, so this is the hardline approach that is there. And so when that type of approach comes in, you see the opportunities for peaceful, calm conversation really is inhibited, said Melissa Yeomans. And she is a Grand Rapids program leader with a national organization called Sidewalk Advocates for Life. She describes the group's model as relational, prioritizing the women and trying to discover their needs and leading them to consider abortion. They hope to engage women so that later they can connect them with someone who can help them spiritually, who I presume also thinks that the gospel is just an afterthought option for the stuff there. But his methods have reached some women, they say. Sweezer, the 30-year-old, said that he has seen 122 women decide against abortion since he started. Shady Roberts, a single mom of 6 in her early 30s, credits his persistence with saving her life and the life of her youngest child. She made an obscene gesture and yelled at him when she came to Planned Parenthood in spring of 2024 seeking an abortion. But hearing him talk about sin and quote scripture made her angry. But she said he never seemed angry. His sense of urgency won her over. And she said the preacher ensured her that she could, the speaker that he had, the microphone, ensured that she could hear him. So she said, I think it's a good thing that he's what he's saying and the fact that he's got a loudspeaker. But these other people don't like it. They said, we have a certain model of outreach, and that model is loving and peaceful. This is kind of like the seeker-friendly version. Somebody who's seeking an abortion, let's meet them and be peaceful about this. Brandon Heyman knew what he was signing up for when he accepted a job from Coalition Life, the pro-life sidewalk organization. And he said, they were very clear in the interview process that I was not going to be evangelizing. Their focus was on getting the women to resources. We go out as Christians, they said, to serve them, but not to convert them. He described that approach as coming from an engineering and a sales and marketing perspective. Yeah. I guess the question is, what does it profit a person to gain the whole world and lose their own soul? When I say I'm pro-life, I'm pro-eternal life. You don't separate the gospel out of that. Around February 2024, Haman, who went to work for them, and they told him that he couldn't share the gospel, he said he started feeling convicted for not sharing the gospel with people. One of the last days that he worked for Coalition Life, he talked to a couple who went to a nearby pregnancy center and then came back, carrying a brand new ultrasound photos of their baby. Haman saw the dad taking a picture of the ultrasound image on his phone, and then they headed inside for an abortion. See, that's the whole thing. The whole point of a lot of these pro-life counseling things, when Karen was working with them, they were trying to get some ultrasound machines. And I said, you know, the entire pro-life movement just needs to pool their resources, and they need to get better ultrasound pictures. They need to be more realistic. Well, we do have those more realistic pictures. They're still very difficult to work out. I can't. Really, it's kind of like a Rorschach's test, but not as bad as the black and white grainy stuff that you would typically see. But I said, if they would invest the money to get better imaging, I think that'd be the most persuasive thing that they could do, perhaps. But again, that's kind of a marketing and engineering approach. It's not a heart approach with all of that stuff.
That's also assuming that these people even care about that in the first place.
Yeah. So, I mean, they went down and they got the ultrasound. They had the baby. And it's like, cool, I'm going to take a picture of it and put it on my social media account. Let's go kill it now. You know, that's the amazing thing.
Yeah, this is a. I probably fall more in the hardline camp of things. You know, you get the gospel, and you know, you go in there.
Well, you need to tell them the truth and the whole truth.
You have murdered a child.
Yeah.
You have taken a life. You have shed innocent blood.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, again, God says, "When I knew you when I knit you together in your mother's womb."
That's
he
right.
knows these children, and he. I can only imagine, you know, if it makes me this upset, if it makes me this angry,
yeah.
how infuriated it must make God.
Yes.
You know, this is his creation. He has more claim over us and our children than we do.
Yes.
And it's just,
yes.
Abortion is, in my opinion, the most horrific thing that we engage in.
So these people had met them where they were and said, let's go down to the crisis pregnancy center. They can give you some counseling. They go down. They show them a picture of the baby. And these people come back and still go in for an abortion. So he said, that was when I realized that this is a heart problem. He said, the way we change hearts is by sharing the gospel and letting God work through the proclamation of the gospel to change people. He said he watched too many people leave the abortion facility after aborting their babies without hearing the hope of forgiveness for sin, and including the sin of abortion, the hope of forgiveness in Christ Jesus. And so that's the point. You know, the people who eventually that most of them are going to have to come back and deal with that in their own life, but they will have to deal with it eternally if they don't have forgiveness in Christ. He said... where he lives in Carbondale, he said there's roughly 10,000 babies that are going to be murdered here this year. He said, and if you think on top of that, there's 10,000 mothers that need to hear the gospel, that they're coming there to take the life of their child. He said, you can save a baby, but they can both go to hell if they don't know Jesus. That's why I say being pro-life means pro-eternal life. Well, let's cover some of our comments here.
Yes. From Zell, we have Charles T. Thank you very much, Charles T. Julie
thank you.
W. Thank you very much. Darren M. That is very generous.
Thank
Probably
you
not
very
the
much.
Darren M. we know, but thank you very much. We cannot thank you all enough. And, of course, today is a very good day to donate because Anthony is matching funds. So if you'd like to help keep the show on the air, today is a day to do it. Your donation will be matched by Anthony. So thank you all, and thank you, Anthony. We really do appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very much.
Now, Steve Ebb says, cops and rubber gloves. We already read that. Doug Lug says, python meat is tasty. Huh. I'd try python.
So does it taste like chicken?
I don't know.
There was a pizza place in Cary that used to sell
rattlesnake,
yeah, on top of the pizza that you got. I never bothered with that, but yeah. I guess they kind of make your tongue go numb, maybe. They did it wrong.
Well, technically, you can ingest most venoms. You know, it has to be injected into the bloodstream, and just so long as you don't have some kind of...
Well, see, that's another point about vaccines, right? I can eat snake venom, but I can't inject it. Same thing is true with a lot of the stuff that's in the vaccines.
Yeah, it would just
a lot more harmful.
You just
got
to make sure you don't have some kind of ulcer in your stomach or something like that. That'd be a terrible way to find out.
Just because it's venomous doesn't necessarily mean it's poisonous.
Yeah.
Epstein Island, Florida needs to cook and eat pythons. Three little birds. Python is yummy. Fried up. I try it. B.L. Houghton says, yuck. Tunnel Lord of 337 says, Vadi lived a very good life. Wow. You can tell he had a very loving family.
Yes.
9 children. That's man. I would love to have 9 kids. I don't think... we can't financially swing that, and I would... Yeah. Be exhausted, but it would be wonderful.
Yeah.
One kid is tiring enough.
Keeman is all pretty tired,
He's got a lot of energy. He's all over the place now. He's getting close to being able to walk now.
Yeah, it's funny. We hear him in the morning. He's in that little, walker, I guess. Yeah. He sits in it. It's got wheels. And he goes rolling through the house and, he's fired up. And he's to the point where he can really run in that thing now. He should be walking pretty soon.
He's a bundle of energy.
Yeah.
Defy Tyrant 1776 says prayers for his family. And I'm assuming that is for Vadi Bakum's family.
Yes.
And ACSAB, thank you very much. That's very generous. Says the best place for news.
Thank you very much. Well, we're going to come back in a moment and we've got some pharma news. So stick with us.
Listening to the David Knight Show.
It's Bretzky. I don't know how they let me on this podcast, but while I'm here, I might as well tell you the only place to play blackjack, roulette, and live craps in Texas is SpinQuest.com, baby. That's SpinQuest.com. New users get a $30 coin package for only $10. I mean, that's a hell of a deal for all you 10-gallon hat wearers down there in Texas.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Texas the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Well, we have, this is actually an article from Slate News. Top doctor sounds the alarm. The COVID vaccines, quote unquote, triggered sudden, unexpected death pandemic. Yes, that's exactly right. And, of course, I looked at this and I thought, well, yeah, we already know this, but it's just another voice that's there. But this guy actually paid a pretty high price, and he's been talking about this for quite some time. It's not a Johnny-come-lately, and he paid dearly for speaking out when this was happening. Look, just critical thinking should have told us that this was going to be a bad thing, and it did in 2020, and when they talk about, well, we're going to make your body the manufacturing facility for these vaccines, it's like, well, what could possibly go wrong with that? And how do you turn that off? And so there were all kinds of questions about that to begin with. And why are they putting this out in such deep freeze conditions and other things like that? You know, what happens with this if it doesn't stay cold? Well, we saw in Japan, you started having black particulates that interacted with magnets started forming. And they threw away 2 batches, each batch a little over 1 million doses because they didn't keep it refrigerated. So questions abound as to what the thing really was. But we knew right at the very beginning, we saw the explosion of reported incidents in VAERS, even though people were being discouraged from reporting it. And so you had to wonder, you know, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Well, this is a world-renowned Swiss doctor who's issued a chilling alert to the public warning that the COVID mRNA shots, the Trump shots, have triggered a pandemic of severe illness and sudden unexpected death. Dr. Thomas Binder, a leading cardiologist who also has a doctorate in immunology and virology. He said seemingly healthy people are dying, of course, as we know, from heart attacks, myocarditis, aortic dissection, stroke, and pulmonary embolism. Cases of COVID-19 are surging amongst those who receive the mRNA injections. Yes, you see that long COVID is not long COVID. It's just reoccurring symptoms of the COVID vaccine, I think. The mRNA shots have ignited a global pandemic of death and destruction because they cause immunosuppression, cancer, autoimmune diseases, infertility, miscarriage, and many more. Yes, this is Trump's greatest work for his depopulation masters. It is his masterpiece, a humanitarian disaster of unprecedented proportions. Binder has long been warning the public about the deadly impact of the Trump global mass vaccination campaign. His refusal to follow establishment dogma led to him becoming a target. In 2022, he spoke out to reveal how he was arrested by police and put in a psychiatric ward over allegations that his views about treating COVID-19 contained misinformation. This is in Switzerland. This is a totalitarian tactic of the Soviet Union, taking people who are dissidents, who say something that contradicts with the government's official story, and putting them in an insane asylum. Binder, at the time, had held a private practice for 24 years. They said he should be examined for mental illness because in response to his public criticism of COVID restrictions, mandates, and testing. So now we have a massive new study that's tracked the outcomes of people in Australia for 18 months after they received their injections. Alarmingly, the scientists found that the patients were still suffering from deadly heart condition at the end of the 18-month study, indicating that they could be carrying a ticking time bomb for many years to come. It was necessary for these people, when they wanted to do global depopulation, to get the U.S. involved. And it was necessary for them to have somebody like Trump that conservatives would stand down for. That's exactly why this was done by him at that time. Raising alarming questions about the long-term health risks of COVID mRNA vaccines, particularly for those who suffer from myocarditis, a potentially life-threatening inflammation of the heart muscle, often referred to as a silent killer, myocarditis restricts the heart's ability to pump blood, can, without warning, trigger a blood clot, stroke, or cardiac arrest, ultimately leading to sudden death. But if you talk about it, even as a cardiologist who's been in practice for 24 years, the political officials who know nothing and care nothing about medical stuff, because, you know, they're just, as I said, doing their job. They arrest you and put you in a psychiatric ward.
It's also truly amazing how utterly brainwashed a majority of the population is.
Yeah.
If this guy were to toe the party line, they would quote him. They would believe every word he says. But if he comes out today and says, like he has, oh, there's a problem with the vaccines, they're causing damage, he's immediately excoriated. No, yeah. This guy is obviously some kind of kook.
Where's all the people saying, oh, where's your degree, or trust the experts, when the experts don't agree with the opinions that they're being told by the propagandists? That's what it really is trust the propagandists.
Yeah, that's right.
I've always had an issue with the argumentation from authority.
Yeah.
Even when I was, 13 or 14, I was arguing with people online. Pointless endeavor, but you're young and stupid and you do dumb things. People be like, well, where's your college degree? It's like, I don't need one. I have a brain. I can figure this stuff out.
Yeah.
You're simply appealing to
answer my question. Yeah.
Explain how I'm wrong.
Yeah. It's like that. And most of the time, they have no idea. That's why they defer the experts so much. It's like that engagement that I saw of Charlie Kirk with this student said, what's your degree? And do you ever study economics? I am study economics. You don't know what you're talking about. And he goes, and he asked him, and he says, who's Milton Friedman? The guy didn't know. And he asked him names of Ludwig von Mises and all these other free market Austrian economists. He'd never heard of them. He'd not even heard of many of the Keynesian economists. He'd heard of John Maynard Keynes. You can't get out of college without hearing about him because they love what he tells them. But this guy didn't know anything. And that's one of the reasons why he was so enamored of so-called experts. Well, families...
The only people they need to study, according to the colleges, are Marx and Lenin.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And Freud. I guess. Families behind hundreds of Tylenol lawsuits are asking the courts to let experts testify. Let's get some expert testimony. Look, here's the thing. Tylenol is being set up as a scapegoat for the vaccines causing autism. We know that's still the case. But they're still dangerous. A lot of people having issues with liver disease and things like that from Tylenol. And so these are people who were suing over Tylenol because so many of these drugs have these horrific side effects here. So Trump's announcement that pregnant women shouldn't take Tylenol may breathe new life into hundreds of lawsuits against the Tylenol maker, Kenvue, and several major pharmacy chains that sell Tylenol. But, you know, just because it's not the primary or sole cause of autism, as RFK Jr. and Trump are trying to sell it, doesn't mean that it's still not risky, even if it's not the sole or primary cause of autism. It may have some contributing factors, and it may have given autism to some individuals. We don't know. We're going to take a quick break, though, and we're going to actually, we got a couple of matching funds here, so let's mention
those
first.
Yes, we do. DG8, thank you very much, says, God bless you and your family. So happy you're back.
Well, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for blessing us. I appreciate it.
Star Barkley, thank you. We appreciate it. I don't know what I do without the David Knight Show. Thank you. And we have someone on Subscribestar that is very generous, Paula C., and on Zelle, Susan L. Thank you all very, very much.
Thank you, folks. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Show.
Are you in Texas and are you tired of not being able to play blackjack, roulette, and even craps? Well, guess what? I got the solution for you. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. Has over 1,000 slots and table games you can play from the comfort of your own home, absolutely free, with the ability to win real cash prizes. Now get in your big diesel truck and go play SpinQuest today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With access to cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Let's talk about genocide. You know, this is a term that everybody is using in terms of Gaza, and I think it's a legitimate term to use in terms of Gaza, but there are a lot of genocides that are happening, and Bill Maher, who has no love for Christians or for Christ, and he actually did a film, a mockumentary, Religious, a few years ago, criticizing anybody who was a follower of Christ. But he had an appearance where he was talking about denouncing the media because they were ignoring Christian persecution in Nigeria. I've talked about this many times, the massive number of people that are being killed in Nigeria from these Fulani tribesmen and the Boko Haram and these Muslim terrorists that are there. He said, Nigeria, the fact that this issue has not gotten on people's radar, it's pretty amazing. If you don't know what's going on in Nigeria, your media sources suck. You are in a bubble, he said during a panel discussion. He said, I'm not a Christian, but they're systematically killing the Christians in Nigeria. They've killed over 100,000 since 2009. They have burned 18,000 churches. These are Islamists, Boko Haram. It is so much more of a genocide attempt than what is going on in Gaza. All right, see, this is the issue. This is about whataboutism, right? We should condemn all forms of genocide, not say that, well, this one is worse and you're ignoring it, so therefore ignore ours, which is essentially the argument that he's trying to make. He said, they are literally attempting to wipe out the Christian population of an entire country. And this is happening all the time. Of course, it happened yet again in Armenia and Azerbaijan recently. It's happening in place after place. And Nigeria, as bad as it is, and it is horrific, is not even the number one. It's 7 out of the top 50 where Christians are persecuted. In Nigeria alone, 69% of the Christians that were killed worldwide over the last reporting period were killed in Nigeria. Additionally, a new jihadist group, Lakurawa, has emerged in the northwest of Nigeria. And then we see in Syria a similar thing. A former al-Qaeda leader accused of Christian genocide applauded at the UN. Now, when Netanyahu got up, as I showed you yesterday, when he got up and he said, we're going to make them an offer they can't refuse, and if they do refuse it, we're going to finish the job. As he was saying that, you had the people in the UN. I'm looking for the clip here, and I can't find it here. But people got up. Here we go. No, that's not it. Okay, anyway.
Second row, third video.
Thank you. Yeah, the delegates walk out. Yeah, here they are, and they're walking out on him because of what he is saying about that. But shortly after they walked out on Netanyahu, because, again, genocide, and because I think that is an appropriate response, still, they gave applause to the former al-Qaeda leader who is doing a Christian genocide in Syria. Syria, of course, leadership was handed over to this guy because of American military's involvement. If you remember, long-going civil war, but we came in then with the A-10 Warthogs and other support and allowed the people to overthrow Bashar Assad, who had not been persecuting Christians. And so now the guy that we helped to put in place, just like it was really blowback against the Shah of Iran that we put in place in Iran that brought the Ayatollahs into power. Now we have the Syrian president, Abu Mohammed al-Julani, got enthusiastic applause from the UN General Assembly right after they had walked out on Netanyahu. Genocide is genocide. I mean, the big problem is that it's going on all the time, and people can get numb to it. Just hearing the word. It's like, oh yeah, you're yelling genocide again. It's like calling people racist. No, it's not like that. But it is always ignored, seemingly, when it's done to the Christians. Just take a look at China. You know, in China, the Chinese are going after the Falun Gong and going after Muslims and going after Christians. And most of the time, they only talk about the Muslims or the Falun Gong. They don't usually talk about the Christians. It's always the Christian persecution that gets ignored. Until recently, the U.S. was offering a $10 million reward for this guy, saying that he was part of al-Qaeda and the al-Nusra Front, and then they intervened militarily to put him in charge of Syria. This is not about anything other than their geopolitical games that have to do with oil and pipelines and all the rest of this stuff. It doesn't have, you know, get over this idea that we're fighting on the that we're here for truth, justice, and the American way. No, these politicians who are running our country are Machiavellian geopolitical calculations that they're making about this kind of stuff. After he got in power under his leadership, his group has now carried out massacres of Syria's Christians as well as the Alawite and Druze minorities. The massacres have continued under his presidency. Last week, footage reportedly showed the burning of a Christian village in Syria circulating on social media, triggering more accusations of genocide. Over the past 20 years, Syria's Christian population has fallen from 500,000 to about 300,000, an 80% drop, they said. So this is the guy that the UN applauded. And so not a single person stormed out of his speech, even though he's got a rap sheet like that. Well, Musk tweeted out, he said, the ADL hates Christians, therefore it is a hate group. I agree with him 100%. The ADL hates me, labeled me as a anti-Semitic, and so did the Southern Poverty Law Center, and I'm not. Musk has accused them of being a hate group because they hate Christians. And in 2024, he reacted to a post on X that included a screenshot from the ADL's website showing the previous definition of racism before it was revised in 2022 following public backlash. The definition read, the marginalization and or oppression of people of color based on a socially constructed racial hierarchy that privileges white people. So you can only be racist if you're white, right? The ADL's definition implied that white people cannot be victims of racism, that only non-white individuals cannot be guilty of it, right? So, again, these people have been pioneers in DEI and hate speech. This is what is being inseminated in our society through the universities. Textbook, what the ADL is doing. So Musk fired back and said the ADL needs to stop their anti-white racism now. In 2022, the ADL updated its 2020 definition of racism, changing it to, quote, when individuals or institutions show more favorable evaluation or treatment of an individual or a group based on race or ethnicity. So by their definition, they would be racist, by their own definition, because they would be favoring people with their Jewish bias. The ADL
That's always been the definition of racism.
Yeah. Yeah, the ADL has also listed Charlie Kirk's organization, Turning Point USA, under extremism, hate, or terrorism. Same category they put me. For promoting Christian nationalism and accusing the group of attracting racists. Now, this is even though Charlie Kirk got a lot of Zionist money to start, and he did not criticize Israel at all until just recently. So, keeping that in mind, I wanted to go to where I left off yesterday because, and I don't want to run out of time on this again today, it was, and I'm going to have to take a break so that I can find this thing. Let's take a really quick break, and I'm going to find this article. I want to get to this Jeffrey Sachs article where he was talking about this. How about
I read the comments while you look
okay,
for it?
Okay, sure.
Are you in Texas, and are you tired of not being able to play blackjack, roulette, and even craps? Well, guess what? I got the solution for you. SpinQuest.com, that's SpinQuest.com, has over 1,000 slots and table games you can play from the comfort of your own home, absolutely free, with the ability to win real cash prizes. Now get in your big diesel truck and go play SpinQuest today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With X to Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck and enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
Let's do that.
That way we get through them. Also, I want to remind people, today, Anthony is matching funds, so it's a great day to donate. We really appreciate everyone. It helps keep the show on air.
Yes,
so
thank
please,
you.
If you're able to, consider donating. We cannot thank you all enough. And Fidget Guy, thank you very much, Fidget Guy, says, thank you for your service. May God bless you and your family.
Well, thank you.
May God bless you and yours as well, Fidget Guy. We really appreciate it. Octo Spook, the real Octo Spook, says, that is the answer, a bill to declare murder to be actual murder. Well, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. What? Don't be ridiculous, LOL, says Dougalug, the Syrian girl.
We will adopt your baby. That is a powerful promise. I hope it is real. There is no way to soften that message. I don't think Jesus would have gone soft on the subject of abortion if mothers even thought of abortion in the days he walked the earth. Well, sadly, abortion is nothing new. I am sure it has been around since the beginning. That is, there's nothing new under the sun.
Well, yeah, back then they were just passing their babies to Moloch, and it was the same deal for financial prosperity.
Yes.
And as for her previous comment about we will adopt your baby, I'm sure there are quite a lot of Christians that would adopt children from Americans if they had the opportunity. There was a huge amount of adoption from China because it was so difficult to get any American children. Mom and dad tried to adopt. I mean, they adopted you, but that was a special circumstance. But it's very difficult, the hoops that they make you jump through. But abortion, you can kill them very easily.
Yeah. Kingdom Law says a python is a constrictor, so it's not venomous. Oh, at one point we were talking about rattlesnakes because there was a pizza place that would put rattlesnake meat on pizza where we used to live many, many years ago.
Yeah.
Defy Tyrant 1776. What's amazing to me is the supposed righteous anger the left feels over two children being shot and killed, yet fight tooth and nail to keep abortion legal, which kills 900,000 children each year.
That's right.
Now, the left is very hypocritical. They don't have a monopoly on it, but they do it better than most. Francine, so we have a new vaccine for the new pandemic, I guess. And Defy Tyrant 1776, that just means those on the left are liars. And that's nothing. And Douglas says, that's nothing new. That's right.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this. I did find this finally, the Jeffrey Sachs article. This is an interview that he had with Judge Napolitano back on September the 17th. The conversation focused on Israel's mode of behavior being that of assassination of their enemies. Last week's UN report confirming the crime of genocide taking place, Israel's simultaneously hosting of 250 American legislators for an all-expense-paid conference in Jerusalem, and the dangers faced by U.S. officials for violating international law with their complicity in genocide. And so, as he said, the same day that Charlie Kirk's assassination happened, Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz addressed his nation's bombing strike against Hamas officials in Doha, Qatar, a nation very close ally to the U.S. and hosts the largest U.S. military base in the Mideast. Katz said, Israel's long arm will act against its enemies anywhere. There's no place that they can hide, he said. The raid was dubbed Operation Summit of Fire, first known Israeli military attack on the soil of a Gulf Arab state, with the primary targets being Hamas officials negotiating a U.S.-backed ceasefire proposal. Considering the closeness of Qatar with the U.S., Trump's muted response regarding the attack, which killed six, Sachs said, it sent a message to the Arab world that the U.S. would not protect it against attacks from Israel, and that Israel operates with complete impunity in the region. He said, this is leading to a very serious assessment by countries in the Arab region about the meaning of U.S. foreign policy in this context. Israel is understood for what it is, a rampaging rogue state that operates outside of international law. He said, but the U.S. was judged, at least by some of the countries in the region, to have some glimmer of responsibility vis-a-vis Israel's illegal behavior. That now seems to have been decisively disproven. Specifically addressing the U.S. State Department's blocking of Palestine's UN delegation to attend this month's high-level General Assembly meeting in New York, Jeffrey Sachs said the U.S. government profoundly discredits itself in its violation of international law with regards to the rights of delegations to come to the UN. We are the host institution, and this administration is only doing what Israel says. He says it's basically two nations, Israel and the U.S., against the whole world at this point, he said. On September the 19th, the UN General Assembly voted 145-5 in favor of allowing Palestine's delegation to participate in the deliberations virtually after the U.S. State Department denied them physically being allowed to come into the country. Well, Trump likes it this way. He likes the fact that he's their only ally. As a matter of fact, that's one of the reasons he's made these just amazing statement saying that Israel used to own Congress, and rightfully so. He says that kind of stuff because he wants to signal to Israel that he's their guy, so send him more money and help him. A large number of UN delegates walked out, as I pointed out, when Benjamin Netanyahu was speaking. And he also had this to say.
Since October 7th, Israel's enemies have learned a hard truth. Those who attack us pay a heavy price. But those who partner with us advance progress and security for their peoples. President Trump just said it. It's also in the Bible. It says, those who will bless you will be blessed, and those who will curse you will be cursed. And that's actually what is happening.
That actually is not what is in the Bible. When you look at that passage, God is talking to Abraham. And the King James Version is very helpful here. It says, I will bless those who bless thee, and I'll curse those who curse thee. That is singular to a person. We get that confused. You know, now we talk about you, and it's always ambiguous, and you have to draw it out of the context. Does you mean one person, or does it mean you all, right? Y'all. God did not say to Abraham, I'll bless y'all. Those who bless y'all, I'll bless, and those who curse y'all, I'll curse. No, it was specifically to Abraham. And through Abraham would come the one that would be a blessing to all nations. That's what the Bible says. I am so sick and tired of hearing this quoted to us by every ten-horned politician and dictator. There is no American foreign policy, said Jeffrey Sachs. There's only Israeli foreign policy implemented by a kind of puppet regime in the U.S. Referring to the U.S. government as a puppet regime, he said, we're pulled on the strings by the Mossad, by the Israeli government. Judge Napolitano went on to reference a recent report regarding Mossad agents having been caught planting electrical listening devices in U.S. Secret Service vehicles reserved to rush a president to the hospital if needed. Maybe that's what caught fire, huh? Maybe it's one of their pagers or something.
Or maybe it was their pants after all the lying they do.
Sachs said the U.S. is a Mossad government. Why would they be arrested? When Napolitano said nobody was arrested for this, I found them planting these listening devices, but they didn't arrest anybody. He said, well, the U.S. is under Mossad, so why would they arrest anybody that's there? Sachs cited the 50 States, One Israel conference held in Jerusalem last week that hosted 250 American legislators, the largest ever lobbyist funding junket. Netanyahu thanked them for coming here to stand with Israel. He said, we have members of Congress sitting and listening to this war criminal just in recent days who tells them about...
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite spots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Best the Cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
But all the virtues of Israel, as Israel is committing a genocide nearby where the American congressmen sit. It's not only a disgrace and a dereliction of duty. It is a culpability of the American political class because it is a direct complicity in genocide. The Genocide Convention of 1948 stipulates that officials in member states have a positive obligation to prevent and to punish perpetrators of genocide, including those guilty of complicity in genocide. So people are being starved to death right now. Last week, a UN commission under the UN Human Rights Council, issued a legal analysis concluding, in the words of its chairman, that Israel has committed genocide against the Palestinians in Gaza. It echoed the finding of Israeli and other human rights organizations, and also of Jewish Holocaust experts, political leaders, and many more. Holding up the extensive UN report, Jeffrey Sachs described the 72-page text as packed with evidence and legal analysis. He said it was an extraordinarily deep, penetrating, and horrifying document. Horrifying in that it lays out in full clarity the Israeli commission of genocide that is underway as we speak. It is very thorough in the different categories of genocide, in the starvation, the intentional killing, the bombings, he said. It's very stark in the intention of the political leaders of Israel quoting them, which is not hard to do because they have not disguised their genocidal intent. Sachs went on to highlight another UN-supported report that declared in late August the mass starvation of civilians in Gaza has reached famine level. He says it is completely thorough, systematic, professional, detailed, and evidence-rich, he said. There are hundreds of thousands of people being starved to death right now. Being starved to death, he emphasized. If this continues and we have mass starvation, Israel will never live this down. He said, if we have the mass deaths that would be a continuation of the starvation campaign that's underway, I frankly can't see how the state of Israel could survive that.
Well, the state of Israel with the genocide against these Israelis, how will they survive the genocide that they're committing?
Well, it's the same point that John Stewart made. He said, these people in the Netanyahu regime are going to be responsible for making Israel such a pariah that the state of Israel will stop, it will cease to exist. So they're actually working against the best interest of the state of Israel. And because people can see that it has become the monster that it claimed it was fighting. You know, it was created out of a reaction to a genocide against it, and now they are committing genocide and acting like the Nazis that they've always accused. American people overwhelmingly aghast and distraught at Israel's rogue criminality. Napolitano asked, how much more horror does the world have to witness before some force restrains Netanyahu and his colleagues? Well, as you can see, Trump was standing there the whole time, and Trump is not going to do anything. Who's got the capability to do that? So the problems are basically the Trump government, the Trump White House. The Israeli government is murderous, but the Trump government is complicit, and it provides a means for Israel's mass murder. And, of course, Trump is cut from the same cloth. Look at what he's doing in Venezuela. He's going to try to come up with some pretext, or maybe he won't even bother to have a pretext. He'll just order the invasion of Venezuela. He's out there doing extrajudicial killings that people from every prior administration, Republican as well as Democrat, the head military officials, these admirals, are saying that is a violation of international law. That is a war crime, what he's doing now. So, again, he's just doubling down with this. Polls showing 50% of Americans, voters, recognizing Israel's crime of genocide in Gaza, 60% wishing to cut it off from U.S. foreign aid. Jeffrey Sachs said the American people are overwhelmingly aghast and distraught at Israel's rogue criminality and crimes against humanity. Those primarily responsible are individuals in the U.S. executive branch, maybe the people on Epstein's list, maybe the people who have been bribed in other ways, maybe people who have whatever delusional motivation they think they have to support these crimes. And again, that would be a lot of the Christian Zionists who are doing this in the name of Jesus, right? That is truly taking the Lord's name in vain. And again, Jeffrey Sachs is Jewish himself. He says, in addition to U.S. officials being complicit in the genocide of Gaza, many corporations who provide significant reports to the Israeli army are as well. Microsoft, Google, Amazon, OpenAI, Dell, and Palantir are complicit in this genocide as well, he said. Despite the fact that innocents were killed in Israel's decapitation strike in Doha, Napolitano asked if there is any domestic political pushback against Netanyahu for these aggressions, to which Sachs said no. There is pushback against Netanyahu for many things, he said, but this is not the case if Arabs are killed, unfortunately. I'm sorry to say, but one of the points that is repeated in opinion surveys in Israel is the belief that there are no innocent Arabs. There are no innocent Palestinians, said the Jewish professor. All these people, including those in their neighboring countries, he said, they're not viewed as human beings, but only as instrumental to achieve their goal of establishing greater Israel. This is the geopolitics. This is a monstrous geopolitics here. We want to increase the size of Israel, and nobody else even counts as a human. This dehumanizing, which we have seen behind one war after the other, one genocide after the other, after abortion, after slavery, all of these things began with dehumanizing the other person. This is how it began against the Jews in Germany. And now it grieves me to see Christians supporting this. And they do. They think nobody matters except one particular ethnic group. Napolitano noted Israel's reputation for assassinating their enemies is so prevalent that Netanyahu took to international airwaves to deny that Israelis had murdered Charlie Kirk. Since October 7, 2023, Israel has assassinated over 270 journalists in Gaza alone, while killing 31 more in a strike on Yemen earlier this month. Israel's mode of behavior is assassinations, said Jeffrey Sachs. The targets of assassination are particularly those who are negotiating. If you're out there negotiating for peace, oh, then you've got to go, right? They assassinate the Hamas negotiators. They assassinate the Hezbollah negotiators. They assassinate the Iranian negotiators. Or they bomb Iran to stop a round of negotiations. Israel does not want any diplomacy. Israel wants complete domination, complete submission of the rest. Negotiators just get in the way because they might reach an agreement. Often they have signaled that they have reached an agreement. That's when they become the real targets for Israeli assassination, he said. So, he said, soldiers in the U.S.-backed Israeli army also evidently target different body parts of these civilian victims. They make a game out of it. Today we're going to be shooting people in the head, or today we're going to be shooting people in the genitals, or the legs, or the chest, etc., on different days. So they are using this to target civilians on different days, different parts of their bodies. He said, this is something that we will learn more about, he said. One day the fighting will stop, and people will go into Gaza, and the scenes and the findings will be even more horrific than people apparently understand at this moment.
I think he has a very optimistic view of how complete their propaganda and control is, that after this is done, then everyone will see what really happened.
Yeah, they may completely cover it up. You know, look at 9/11.
Yeah, we'll have the nice, beautiful Trump golf courses and resorts by the seaside. No one will remember what used to be there.
Yeah, that's right.
Are you in Texas, and are you tired of not being able to play blackjack, roulette, and even craps? Well, guess what? I got the solution for you. SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com. Has over 1,000 slots and table games you can play from the comfort of your own home, absolutely free, with the ability to win real cash prizes. Now get in your big diesel truck and go play SpinQuest today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Multiply! 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 Multiply!
With Best, the cash scratch tickets from the Texas Lottery, you could multiply the cash by 30, 50, 100, or even 200 times. And when you multiply the cash, you multiply the celebration. With top prizes from $60,000 up to $1 million, it's the easiest way to multiply your luck. And enter for a chance to win a VIP iHeart experience. Play X the Cash Scratch tickets today. Must be 18 or older. Play responsibly.
As a matter of fact, I don't know how to reconcile these two reports, but as I pointed out yesterday, over the weekend, Trump gave a plan to the UN that would put Tony Blair in charge of this organization that they're creating. Now, as of yesterday, Trump is saying that he's going to be running it or something. It's like, I don't know. Why not? Because, you know, Israel comes before America, right? It's not like he's got a full-time job or anything. this is just what he's doing when he's not working on a project for Israel. So, anyway, Jeffrey Sachs says, if this mass starvation occurs, they'll go in. People will go in and see emaciated corpses. Israel will not live that down. It can't. So Israel really has a decision to make, in my view, about its own survival. And again, they may be capable of covering this all up. He says, assessing Israeli and American officials who may be held responsible under international law. He said Israeli leaders like President Isaac Herzog, National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, and Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich and Netanyahu are not only mass murderers guilty of the crime of genocide, but they're completely delusional because they believe that Israel will somehow stand given what it is doing. He said they're also delusional for considering that any attack on Israel is somehow anti-Semitism. It has nothing to do with anti-Semitism at all, said Jeffrey Sachs, who is himself Jewish again. These people are delusional. And Jeffrey Sachs went on and said, well, what about Marco Rubio? What about President Trump? What about our senior officials? Also being under international law, they remain complicit. And again, just take a look at what they're doing in Venezuela. The same thing. You know, they're boasting about the people that they're killing. They're no different than Netanyahu in that regard. And they also stand guilty under international law for their direct actions, not just being complicit in enabling of Israel's actions in Gaza. The fighting is going to stop, and we're going to see what happens, he says. Well, I don't know. Like you said, I think, Lance, I agree with you. I think they're pretty good at covering up stuff. So it may not happen. They may bulldoze that whole thing. They may pull a Rudy Giuliani. 700 days of annihilation have killed, injured, or forcibly displaced nearly 12% of Gaza's population, stripping the strip of life and leaving it nothing resembling a place to live. But again, does Trump and Marco Rubio, any of these guys, any of them care? No, because they're engaged in the same type of stuff elsewhere. Let me just real quickly, before we run out of time here, I mentioned the Swiss vote, and I think I covered everything. It was 50.4% of the voters in Switzerland voluntarily voted yes for a government plan to implement a digital ID for the whole country. And yet, you know, they are naive enough to think that it will be and remain voluntary. They said, well, we got a law. It's going to remain voluntary. Well, of course, you can always change the law, can't you? Examples in other countries have shown that there could be pressure or a de facto mandate to use digital ID. Remember, for about 20 years, we had real ID was just voluntary. Now, TSA and others are making it more and more difficult. If you don't want to get it, you're not going to fly, other things like that. One person commented, a German lawyer and free speech activist, Marcus Heintz, wrote on X, it is a dark day for Switzerland and Europe. A disastrous decision that paves the way for total surveillance of citizens, programmable digital central bank money, and a social credit system just like China. Well, there was one other thing that I wanted to cover here, and I might just about have enough time, but we got to have some time to thank some of the people here. Gold reevaluation is imminent, say some. The U.S. Treasury has a stash of gold that tops $1 trillion for the first time if they were to mark it to the current market price of gold, which they haven't. Right now, the current price of gold is more than 90 times what is stated on the government's balance sheet. Gold has surged 45% this year. And so what they're saying is if they marked it to market, unlike most countries, the U.S.'s gold is not held by the central bank. The Federal Reserve doesn't hold the gold. It's held by the Treasury Department. Of course, the question is, do they hold it? Is it in Fort Knox? You know, this might be one of the reasons why earlier in the year they were talking about doing an audit of Fort Knox. Maybe it's just more of this Trump tactic of throwing out crazy stuff to get everybody talking about it. But, in terms of doing an audit, because maybe they were going to reevaluate it. They said an update of the reserve's value in line with today's prices would unleash roughly $990 billion in the Treasury's coffer, dramatically reducing the need to issue quite so many Treasury bonds this year, which are having difficulty selling. Germany, Italy, South Africa have all taken the direction to revalue their reserves in recent decades because of the rising price of gold. So what does that mean for us? They said, for them, this accounting trick would be like a quantitative easing operation, which would see the Fed quietly funneling about $700 billion in cash into the Treasury, but without actually having to do anything or incur any debt. But for the rest of us out here, the reevaluation of gold could send the price of gold not to mention Bitcoin and anything else that might be subsequently remonetized, could send them all soaring. So we'll wait and see what happens with that. It'll be interesting to see what happens with it. Let's catch this before we go.
That's right.
Yeah, hang on there a second, Lance.
Daniel, we really appreciate it.
Yes.
And on Rumble, JoePat999, thank you very much. And Zell again, Janice W, we really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Remind you all that today is matching funds. You've got a little bit of time left to squeak in under the wire. So we thank you all so much. We really do appreciate
it. And CJ P. Rumble reminds us that I'm on Shannon Joy's program after this. So hopefully you guys can make it.
DG8 says, David, you want to talk about applause? Wait till BB goes before Congress next week. Republicans and Democrats cheering their AIPAC leader. They're all bought and paid for. Nibiru 2029. CCP harvest those organs while the victim is still fully awake. The CCP doesn't allow the organs to be tainted by anesthesia, and the pain factors fills those organs with natural nutrients.
Yeah, I had that conversation with a lot of people over this traveling bodies exhibit as well. Plasticized bodies. Well, have a good day.
Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. TheDavidKnightShow.com.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh, 5 a.m. run? Really? All right.
If running shoes could talk, they'd have a lot to say.
Puddle, puddle, puddle! Oh, why would you aim for it? Oh, a double knot. Someone's feeling fast today. Instead of a marathon, maybe a beer run next time.
If shoes could talk, they'd also tell you to shop Academy Sports and Outdoors for top running brands like Nike, Brooks, Asics, and Adidas. Academy. Fun can't lose.